willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hello and welcome in to Modern Woodman Park. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Today, game number 4 in a 6-game series, the Lansing Lugnuts and the Quad Cities River Bandits. Quad Cities has won each of the first 3 games in the series. Can today be different? The lefty Frank Mazzucato is on the mound for the Bandits. The Lugnuts counter with a guy who has a ton of fan support behind him. It's the right-hander Grant Judkins, the former Iowa Hawkeye. Over 50 family and friends here in the ballpark supporting Grant tonight. Earlier today, though, actually yesterday, to be quite honest, I caught up with the Lugnuts center fielder Ryan Lasko to talk about how things were going for the 2023 second rounder.
This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lugnuts outfielder Ryan Lasko. Ryan, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
How's your season going?
Season's going good. I've learned a lot. It's a hard season, but, you know, I'm still young and I'm still learning a lot, but overall I've really enjoyed it, you know, as a first full season.
Is there anything in the last couple of weeks of the season that you say, here's my goal for myself?
I think for me it's just trying to be consistent, finish the end of the year strong, stay healthy, and, you know, give myself some confidence going into the off season. Because, you know, it's been an up and down year, so I really just want to hammer in on finishing strong and getting to a point where I can be, you know, somewhat more confident going into the break.
Where does your confidence come from?
I think my confidence just comes for me, I just want to be as consistent as possible. And, you know, consistent's not necessarily getting a hit every game. It's more so if I have the right plan, the right approach, am I swinging at the right pitches, you know, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing in the outfield. So that's what I want to be able to show up every day and, you know, by the time the game's over, be, you know, happy with the workload I put in. So that's where that comes from. And that's what helps me build confidence, is just being consistent and come to the ballpark and, you know, doing my job every day.
There's a lot. There's offensively, there's base running, there's defense. Let me start with defense. How are you getting to be a better defender now than you were, let's say, last year?
For me, it's just getting as much live reads as I can possibly get. So whether it's in BP or, you know, practice for a game, I like to really kind of go at game speed and, you know, give myself the chance to kind of chase after balls and see if, like, I need to play somewhere different. You know, do I need to work on going in on the ball, back in the ball? So it's kind of just taking, you know, not every rep, but, you know, hammering, you know, a couple reps a day of game speed just to know that, you know, I'm locked in on whether I'm trying to do in the outfield.
For me, in my experience in terms of watching you, it looks easy. It looks fun. What's the best defensive catch you've ever made?
There's a couple that are up there. The one I made when I first got here,
yes,
was one of my better ones. I made a play last year in Minnesota that I kind of ran up the wall. So there's a couple that stick out, but I don't know if I have a favorite one.
Yeah. Do those surprise you when you make a play like that?
it's more so surprising when I don't, because I practice that kind of stuff every day. So I kind of, you know, it gets under my skin when I don't make a play, more so that I think I should play, should make the play. So, like, when I'm running after a ball and I jump at the wall and it hits off my glove, that kind of bothers me more so than anything. Or getting to a ball where, you know, I feel like I should, because I think I should be able to catch everything. That's just kind of my mindset out there. And anything else of that is, you know, a failure for me. So I think I should catch everything possible.
When did you start leaving your feet when you made a strong throw?
That's new. I don't know where that came from, because I've never done that up until, I think, this past year. I don't know what causes it or why it's happening, but I've never done that until this year. And I kind of caught myself off guard when it happened like 3 or 4 times, and I don't understand why it was happening. But yeah, that's new. That's not something I tried to do on purpose. That kind of just happens. So I don't know why.
Has your arm ever been clocked from the outfield?
Yeah, I've been clocked in the outfield in my off-season training, because I like to know
yeah.
how to pace myself and kind of build arm strength up. But yeah, I have in the past gotten up there and seen what I can get to.
You know my question. What do you throw?
You know, I've never really – I've gotten clocked like when I've been in a build-up progression, but I've hit 103, 104, been close to 105 if we want to round up. But I've been able to get up there. But that's – I don't know why. That's just something I do in my off-season training. It doesn't really, you know, give me anything. It's more so to see if my arm's gotten stronger, if I need to work more on it. So I kind of do that stuff in, you know, when I'm starting to build up my throwing progression in the off-season.
Offensively now, but we're not going to go to hitting yet. Base running. How are you a better base stealer now than you were?
I think it's picking the right times of when to run. You know, I feel like in college I was, you know, antsy to run every single pitch. And I feel like I've learned, you know, through this season that it's not always, because in the beginning of the season I was just stealing at any point, and it's like I don't have, really have to do that. It's maybe picking the right counts, you know who's at the plate, knows who's hitting behind you, because I don't want to take the bat out of someone's hands with a runner on base. So it's kind of more so understanding of the right times to run. And situationally, you know, just understanding the game more so as I've played, you know, 100 plus games so far this year.
Do you have multiple slides in your repertoire?
No, it's kind of just, as I'm running, I like to read the play. And yeah. if I see if it's going to be a close play, then there's something. Or if it's a play at the plate and I have to just throw my arm in there and swipe the plate, it's stuff like that. But it's kind of more just instinctually whenever I slide.
Hitting. There's the mechanics of it all, mm-hmm. but you were talking about your approach, your plan up there. So these are two different things. Let me ask you about your approach. Like, how has that strengthened as you've gone on?
It's, I think for me, it's kind of just taking the workload that I've had, figuring out what works and what doesn't work, and kind of, it's more so, I say approach, but it's more so trying to stay disciplined. Mm. You know, there's a different way I go to a different at-bat, and I want to stay as disciplined as I can. And if I'm looking for a certain pitch and I swing in another one, that's not being disciplined to me. So that's like, that's, you know, taking 2 steps back in my eyes. So if I, that, and it goes back to being consistent. You know, for me, it's discipline. And if I'm disciplined, I'm being consistent. If I can be consistent, you know, the results are going to take care of themselves. So it's more so that than trying to get worked up and trying to get a hit every time, which I was doing in the beginning of the year.
Are your mechanics right now the same as they were in spring training, or have things been adjusted?
I've kind of gone up and down through trying stuff, because it was a rough start, so I was, you know, just messing around with stuff. But as you know, I've gotten to June, July, now August, I've kind of stayed with the same thing, and it's worked. But I've understood that, you know, it's gonna be an up and down kind of season, and you know, that's what I've lived with, and I'm not trying to, you know, live and die with every day of what happens on each given day. But you know, for me, it's just, it's hard to be consistent, like I said, when you're changing stuff every day. So it's give myself a workload of something that I'm trying, and if I'm not comfortable with it, then we make adjustments and maybe do it for another 50, 100 at-bats. So that's kind of like the mindset I've had, you know, over the past 3 months or so.
I mean, that's true. Like, if you make an adjustment, it's not a habit yet. Right. So how could you immediately excel with it?
Right. No, it's not one of those things. This is one of those games where it's not going to happen overnight, yeah. and I've realized that. So you can't kind of expect stuff to kind of click on one day. You got to give it some time, and that's what I've done. And I've, you know, I'm happy with the workload I've given the past 3 months or so, and I've liked the way I've played. You know, I've played better. I'm not nearly where I want it to be, but I think that's just part of being a young player and kind of just learning from my first year in pro ball.
Did you tell the A's to draft Joshua Kuroda Grower?
No, I didn't. I didn't say a word. But I found out before they picked him that he was going to them, you know, and I'm just happy for him. So, you know, I found out the past couple of years that the Oakland Athletics really like, you know, Northeast guys. So I knew he had a chance to go to us, but, you know, I'm more than happy for him because he deserves it, and he's a great player. And I'm really excited to see what he can do because he's matured. You know, he was a mature player when I first met him, and, you know, he's only grown since then. So you know, we got a really special player with him, and an even special person.
Will you be able to see him before next year's spring training?
Oh, yeah. I will definitely, because we grew up pretty close to each other, and I would assume that he'll be working out at Rutgers in the offseason. So I'll definitely be probably, you know, meeting with him in the offseason and, you know, going with our offseason plan together.
Will you be working out at Rutgers in the offseason?
Yes. That's where I'm very loyal to that whole area, so that's where I'll be.
My cousin's a Scarlet Knight, so I get it. Do you have any non-baseball plans for this offseason?
You know, I don't think I've gotten that far yet. You know, we still have, I don't know, 16, 17 games left, so that stuff more so comes when it's the end of the year. But like I said before, I'm just trying to focus on finishing strong and, you know, taking care of my workload and, you know, taking care of my body and being, you know, as confident as I can be through the next 15 games or so. So that's my plan so far.
Let me ask one Rutgers question, one non-baseball question, and we'll wrap up.
Okay.
How did you choose your major at Rutgers?
My sister actually is the one that influenced me on choosing it, because I had no idea what I was going to major in. And I majored in criminal justice, and it was something that always just, you know, caught my eye, and it was something I was interested in. And she was the one that suggested it to me, so as soon as she said it, I took it, and I ran with it. So that's kind of where I got that whole perspective, because I had no idea what I was going to do up until that point.
Yeah, how's criminal justice? Was there a class that stood out?
Forensic psychology, kind of get into the mind of different people. That's amazing. What I really liked, just crime scene and stuff. So I was always big on that stuff. So, you know, detective work. So, yeah, that was my favorite class by far.
And finally, and this might relate to it, I get to see you as a baseball player. Besides baseball, what else do you love doing, and what else are you talented at?
You know, I get asked this question a lot. People always ask me, like, what would you be doing if you weren't playing baseball?
Yeah.
The easy answer is I have no idea. I really don't know.
I was just wondering what you enjoy.
But, you know, off the field, I really like just – I like being with my family. I really like enjoying that, because as I've gotten older, we've all gone our separate ways, but we still maintain a lot of contact with each other. So it's kind of – I don't have a specific hobby. I'll be honest, I get away from baseball at points just to, like, give myself a break. But it's kind of almost where – it's whatever my family leads me to doing. So, because I enjoy anything I do with them, so it's not a specific hobby, but, I mean, I just, it's more so being able to spend time with them as I've gotten older.
Ryan, thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it, as always.
Ryan Lasko, Lansing Lugnuts outfielder. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence St. John Health Centers to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Let's go right down to the field for the national anthem. It is time for Midwest League Baseball. High A action from Davenport, Iowa. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. So good to have you along here joining me. Your Lansing Lugnuts starting offense. The starting lineup is as follows. It's Johnny Butler leading off in left field. Batting second, the DH, Jared Dickey. Heading third and center field, Ryan Lasko, the subject of the pregame conversation. And the first baseman, Will Simpson, cleans up with third baseman Luke Mann hitting fifth. Batting sixth, the right fielder Nate Nankill. Hitting seventh at second base, T.J. Schofield-Sam. Batting eighth, the catcher C.J. Rodriguez. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, the shortstop Casey Yamauchi. Butler, Dickey, Lasko. Simpson, Mann, Nankill. Schofield-Sam, Rodriguez, Yamauchi against this Quad Cities defense. At the outfield, Davies Nadal is in left, Carson Rockefort in center. Spencer Nivens is in right. He has dominated this series, Mr. Nivens. Trevor Werner's at third base, Dustin Dickerson at shortstop. At second base, Lisandro Rodriguez. Out of first, Jack Caglione. The catcher is Omar Hernandez. With a lefty on the hill, Frank Mazzucato, a native of Hartford, Connecticut, 21 years of age, standing 6 feet 3 inches tall, 175 pounds. Mazzucato this year has allowed only 66 hits in 91 innings, but he struck out 75. He's walked 58. He's allowed 9 home runs. The league is batting 206 against him. In his most recent outing, 5 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts, a no decision at Beloit. Before that, he had lost 4 consecutive starts. 5-10 this year with a 3.46 ERA. Johnny Butler first, then Dickey, then Lasko. Lefty-lefty, righty against the southpaw. Our home plate umpire is Glenn Meyerhofer, and our bases umpire is Garrett Nelson. First pitch, a little high ball, 1 at 6:34 p.m. Central time. We are underway. From the third base out of the rubber, here it comes to Johnny Butler. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. I was told with Mazzucato, don't judge him on the first inning. Let's it fly. Butler takes a called strike 2 on the outside corner. Fastball right now is at 90 miles an hour. The word is that he spins everything. He deals. Butler lays off, buried down and away. Now the count is 2-2. Lugnuts in the road, black uniforms, gray pants. Break even. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball at 90, top of the zone.
That's a smart
now Jared Dickey. You might recognize that voice of the PA announcer.
Now batting for the Lugnuts, number 4, Jared Dickey.
Chris Kleinhahn-Schultz joined me on the air yesterday, and now today he is the PA announcer. Mazzucato to Dickey, lefty to lefty, no score, 1 out. Fastball high, ball 1. Certainly not lighting up the radar gun. 89 miles an hour on that fastball. The pitch, swing and a miss, good off speed. And the first inning of games this year. Okay, so the opposition's hitting 247 against him. 3 homers. Not bad. And the second inning, 161. A 1-1 pitch. Dickey takes a ball inside. 2 balls and a strike. The River Bandits entering play today, 28-23 this half. 58-58 for the year, looking to get above 500. Mazzucato throws. That's low. Bandits in their home white uniforms, and it says Bandits across the front of the chest. Blue Sox pulled up high for the third baseman, Werner. Royal blue. 3-1. Dickey fouls it straight back. Count is full. Lugnuts record coming in, 22-29. 54-62 for the year as a whole. Lansing has lost the first 3 games of this series after walking off in the final game on Sunday, closing out the doubleheader in the series against West Michigan with a series split. They'll have to win all 3 games moving forward here to split this series. Payoff. Off the outside corner, Dickey walks. So a strikeout and a walk for Mazzucato. This is his move.
Now batting number 1, Ryan Lasko.
Ryan Lasko, subject of the pregame conversation. interesting to talk with Ryan all about confidence and how he's working on building his own confidence right now. Lefty to righty, one-on-one at no score. On the pitch. Right in there for a called strike. Lasko comes in hitting 239. Game number 31 with the Lugnuts after starting the year in Stockton. No score. The set. On the pitch. Breaks across the inside corner. At a called strike. 0-2. Lasko is one of a number of significant Lugnuts hitters who have not showed up here so far in this series. Two strike pitch from Mazzucato. Hit in the air and foul, soaring off the right side. And that ball's out of play. First baseman Caglione tried for it, but no serve. 0-2 it stays. Lasko is 0-11, albeit with a walk. He walked in his final plate appearance yesterday. This after he was 2-14 against West Michigan. The pitch takes it, breaking down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Lasko is 0-11. Jared Dickey, who just walked, is 2-11. Johnny Butler, who struck out, is 0-7. And it stays ugly from there, unfortunately. This is a 1-2 pitch. On its way. Fouled away right side. Actually, the video board says 1-2. I believe that it's two balls and two strikes, the proper count. Casey Amauchi, hitless in six at-bats. Luke Mann is 0-11. It's not great. The Lugnuts had 4 hits in the opener, 7-1 loss. 4 hits in the second game, 3-2 loss. Only 2 hits yesterday. Lasko swings and misses. He strikes out. Fastball down. So strikeout, walk, strikeout for Mazzucato. You can find me on social media at jgoldstress, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. Email address, jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. The batter is Will Simpson. He's 2-11 with a walk. Lefty to righty, runner at first, 2 outs, no score. Mazzucato looks at Dickey. Long hold. Brings it. Swing and a miss. Chasing the fastball away at 92 miles an hour. Gotta tell you, if the scouting report on Mazzucato is real, that the first inning is his worst, well, 0-1, laid off, bounces in with the off speed, and blocked by Hernandez. What a strugglesome, as my broadcast partner Adam Jackson would say, series this has been for the Lansing offense. One run, two runs, one run. And the first three games in the Quad Cities. And they turn things around here this weekend. Simpson swings and misses. Back pick to first base. Tag on Dickey. Not in time. Dove back in hands first. Will Simpson, the cleanup hitter. League's leader in RBIs. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Ball on the ground. Picked up by Hernandez. And down to first base, the throw to Caglione. Mazzucato strikes out the side around the Dickey walk. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts nothing. But now, Quad Cities is coming up against the right-hander out of Pella, Iowa, Grant Judkins, when we return.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at uso.org today. We're with Liam after his 4th military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Hello, Lynn Smith, tuning in, and hello to you, wherever you might be, to the bottom of the first inning. Bloodnuts didn't score in the top half against Frank Mazzucato. Kyle Kercheval, the voice of the River Band, had set me straight. He said, Mazzucato generally starts off well, and then things go sideways. Greg Judkins to Justin Johnson, righty to righty. First offering is skied by Johnson, left side of the infield. Third baseman Luke Mann into foul ground, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one away. I have found the Judkins party. They're all up behind the Lugnuts first base side dugout. Everybody in the stands around the first base side is in the shade. Spencer Nivens batting left, righty offers. Start things off with a called strike. A Judkins fastball, 93 miles an hour. Judkins to the plate. Nivens takes a ball low and away. Spencer Nivens batting. Jack Caglione on deck. Nivens has been public enemy number one for the Nuts. 1-1 pitch. Taken low. Ball two. He has been sensational. Nivens in the series. 6-for-10 with 4 homers and a triple. The deal. Did not chase it high. 3 balls and a strike. Hawkeye said that pitch was comfortably in the zone, but Meyerhofer said no. 3-1 on Nivens. Here it comes. Fouled straight back. Fastball away. 92 miles an hour again. Count is full. 6-for-10 with 4 homers and a triple. And 3 walks. Payoff pitch. Nivens takes ball 4. 4 walks. So, you know, he's reached base 10 out of 14 plate appearances. It's feeling a little bit of like what Tyrone Lorenzo of the Whitecaps did to the Lugnuts last week in Lansing. Here's Jack Caglione for his pitch. Fastball runs up and in, ball one, 93. Nivens the runner, 4 steals, 3 times caught, no score, 1 away. Left-handed battering, Caglione, 6'5", 250 pounds. Judkin kicks and offers. Up and in again, 2-0. On deck, Trevor Werner, the third baseman. Carson Rockeford in center field bats fifth. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Dustin Dickerson. Catcher Omar Hernandez hits seventh. Second baseman, Lissandro Rodriguez hits eighth. Davis Nadal in left field bats ninth. A line drive hooked fair up the right field line. That ball is heading into the Lugnuts pen into the corner. We're out of third base, stop sign for Nivens. Caglione stops at second on a double. Breaking ball from Judkins. Caglione was on it. Jack Caglione's second double of the year. Caglione is 4-for-13. And now here's Trevor Werner. And field coming in. Werner in the series, 2-for-10. Single, triple, walk. Righty, righty. Judkins out of the full windup. Bases home plate. Turns, kicks, throws. Fastball high. Unusual for Grant. And I wonder if his adrenaline is really pumping. He has over 50 family and friends here. Trying to do his utmost for them. Judkins throws. Line drive, base hit, left field. Johnny Butler to his right to pick it up. One run scores. Caglione for the plate. The throw in is cut. Caglione scores. A throw to second base. Not in time. Werner is safe with a 2-run double. 2-0 River Bandits.
Now back to the River Bandits, number
100 miles an hour for Werner off the bat. Although, to be more precise, 99.9 off a Hang Judkins curveball. And the pitching coach, Don Schulze, goes to the mound. He overthrew the fastball to Werner, then came right back with the curve. And right now for Grant, just trying to settle down. Don Schulze puts one hand on Grant, one hand around the shoulders of the catcher Rodriguez. Talking to both of them. All right, we ready? We're ready. A's assistant general manager Billy Owens is here in the ballpark today. Here we go. Carson Rockeford will be the batter. There's a long, long barge passing underneath the Centennial Bridge out to right along the Mississippi. Judkins throws. Rockeford takes a called strike. 92. First pitch foul at by Johnson. The walk to Nivens. The double by Caglione. Two-run double by Werner. 2-0 River Bandits. One out. Last of the first. Look back to Werner at second. A second glance. The deal. Chopper right back to Grant. Looks at second. Throws to first. Gets the out nice and easy as Werner dove back into second, hands first.
Now then for the River Bandits. Number two, Dustin Dickerson.
So Rockeford retired. And bring up Dustin Dickerson out of Laurel, Mississippi, the eighth rounder last year. Dickerson is 1-for-6 in the series, a couple of walks. Righty to righty. The look back to Werner, then the pitch. Werner runs. Breaking ball down and away, throwing to third base. The tag, not in time. Trevor Werner swipes third. His 17th stolen base of the year. The A&M Aggie. But back in his college days, was roommates with the Lugnuts left-hander Will Johnston. The 1-0. Bends outside. 2 balls, no strikes on Dickerson. Number 6 hitter in the order. Hernandez waits on deck. Third baseman man to step in. The pitch slides low and away. The count is 3-0. The difficulty for the Lugnuts is, well, on the 3-0, there's a called strike, that they have not found their offense here in the series. And so the early 2-0 Quad Cities lead, that's trouble. Judkins throws. Off the outside corner in the knees. He's getting squeezed by Meyerhofer. Ball four. Believe you me, these are not all bad pitches by Judkins.
Omar Hernandez.
So now here's Omar Hernandez. And the Judkins pitch count is steadily rising. 20th pitch. Hernandez takes low and away. Back pick first base. The swipe tag missed by Simpson rules the bases umpire Nelson. He says that the runner, Dickerson, got back in there standing. Will Simpson is saying, you want to check in? Are you sure, Garrett Nelson? Just ask Glenn Meyerhofer, because I think I got him on that leg before he got that leg back in. Righty, righty, 1-0. Strike called outside corner. Slider from Judkins. 1 ball, 1 strike on Omar Hernandez. For the year, hitting 214. The pitch. Off the outside corner. Ball two. And again, very close. Hernandez is 1-for-6 with a walk in the series. Blue batting gloves, royal blue. Rotating the bat. Pickoff throw into first base, tag, not in time. Dickerson back in. Over at third base, Werner watching things carefully. Nearly the entire infield is in the shade, except for a strip on the right side that no infielder is close to. Second baseman Schofield Sam up the middle, cheating to his right. J- Judkins fires into first base. Tag, not in time. Second pickoff attempted. That's two. Dickerson, the runner. Eight steals, five times caught. This year for Grant Judkins, two runners picked off. Does Dickerson try him? Large lead. He doesn't run. On the pitch, slide blown away. Three balls and a strike on Hernandez. Lisandro Rodriguez is waiting on deck. The number eight hitter. Bottom of the first inning. 2-0 Quad Cities. Runners at the corners. The pitch. Hernandez hits a high fly to left. Backing up Johnny Butler. He's at the wall. Johnny with room to make the catch. Side retired and the inning is over. Hernandez barely missed a three-run homer. Two hits, two walks, two runs, two stranded to the second inning. 2-0 River Bandits.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
A Trevor Werner two-run double has staked Quad Cities after a 2-0 lead to the second inning, where the Lugnuts will bring up 5-6-7 Nan Nankill Schofield Sam against the lefty Frank Mazzucato. Scouting report on Mazzucato is he's great until things start to go wrong. Lefty to lefty. Foul back, strike one, Luke Mann. And the first inning for Mazzucato, he struck out Johnny Butler, he walked Jared Dickey, he struck out Ryan Lasko, he struck out Will Simpson. He turns, kicks, throws. Man fouls it straight back, strike two. Luke Mann's hitting 209 this year through 64 games. This has been a rough month of August for him. Mazzucato's 0-2, blown away. Mann here in the Quad Cities is 0-11, four strikeouts, 2-14 last week against West Michigan. The pitch, he lays off, and that's low and away for ball two. Looked good upon joining the Lugnuts after getting promoted from Stockton. With the Stockton Ports, he hit 296, on base percentage 383, slugged over 500, break even. Low and away, ball three. He is not chasing with Mazzucato. He's worked the count full. So, Frank Mazzucato, what you got? Full count pitch on its way. Outside corner, strike three called.
That's another strike.
That's a good breaking ball from Mazzucato.
Now batting number 19, Nate Nankill.
His first four outs are all via the K. And with one away, Nate Nankill. Lugnuts down 2-0. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. Pitch on its way. Nankill takes ball one, low and in. Fastball at 90. Nankill in the series is 1-7. Hunched over, waiting. Check swing, broke down it in. Let's see if there's an appeal here. Does not look like it. And no. Hernandez, the catcher, blocked it and got a great slap on the back by the home plate umpire, Meyerhofer. Glenn Meyerhofer is a character. veteran. Used to be a regular. 2-0. Pop foul back over our heads here on the press box. Strike one. I've talked to the umpiring crew, and Meyerhofer's been a part of it. And usually the other umpire's reserved, and Glenn is not. He can be a joy. The pitch. Skied on the infield. Right side, first baseman Caglione below it. Makes the catch on the baseline, a third of the way to second. First out, not via a strikeout, and out all the same. Two up and two down. T.J. Schofield-Sam now. Out of Brampton, Ontario. 12th batter in 2019. 2-0 Bandits. First pitch. High for a ball. Schofield-Sam is 1-for-7 in the series. The one hit, a double. The pitch to him. Fouled away. Up in the air off the left side. I went walking all around this ballpark earlier today. Up around suite level, there are autographed jerseys down the hallway. Here's the pitch. Schofield-Sam lashes it out to center field, hangs up. Rockerford makes the catch. Side retired. Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. 2-0. River Bandits have the lead.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
The Quad Cities River Bandits end up 8-9-1 for the bottom of the second inning, leading the Lugnuts 2-0. Nuts right-hander Grant Judkins against Lisandro Rodriguez. Nadal on deck, then Justin Johnson. Here's the switch hitting Lisandro, batting from the left side. Yellow batting gloves, yellow shin guard, blue helmet, home white jersey. First pitch, inside ball one. Already, Jake Garland is warming in the Lugnuts bullpen. There were a lot of pitches utilized by Judkins in the first. He finds the inside corner here, strike called. Judkins, I believe, went 25 pitches in the first inning. Frank Mazzucato for Quad Cities is at 34 right now. A 1-1. Rodriguez lays down a bunt, but foul. Strike two. I wonder, though, we're going to see better stuff from Judkins here now that he had the chance to collect his thoughts in the dugout. It could have been a worse first inning than just two runs. It went foul out, walk, double, double. Then a comebacker, then another walk, then a deep flyout. He throws. Skied. Right side of the infield. Second baseman Schofield-Sam back onto the grass. He's below. Makes the catch with a two-hand squeeze. That play gave T.J. Schofield-Sam tons of trouble a couple of weeks ago. I asked him why he was struggling with catching infield pop-ups, and he said that his footwork was poor. So he's just trying to concentrate on getting the footwork right, and everything else takes care of itself. Nothing too difficult there. Davis Nadal, first pitch. Lifts it high, foul, right side. First baseman Simpson over. That ball, though, back out of play. There's a large pavilion area where the seating bowl comes to an end on the right side behind the Lugnuts dugout. There's a huge group area. And that's where that baseball is currently ricocheting around. Judkins winds and throws. Strike two called on the outside corner. Good off speed. Change up. One out, nobody on. 2-0 Bandits in the second. At 0-2 from Grant. Up very high just to show him the fastball. But you know, when Grant was rolling earlier this year, that fastball was 93, 94, 95 miles an hour. Right now he's throwing 91. He deals. On the curveball, launched out to right center field. Ryan Lasko leisurely to his left. Makes the catch for out number two. Pop out to second, fly out to center. And now Judkins can go for a perfect inning. Justin Johnson fouled out on the first pitch he saw. First pitch here, he takes the breaking ball, curving in for a called strike. DHing today. Righty to righty. Slider, called strike two on the outside corner. This is more like it with Judkins spinning it. Time called for it by Johnson. The native of Flemington, New Jersey, 10th rounder last year. 2-0 Bandits, two outs, last of the second. An 0-2 pitch from Judkins. Does he go high fastball? Does he go breaking ball? Winds, throws. And it went breaking ball, bouncing down and away. Just yanked it. Nowhere near tempting. The trouble starts with the man on deck, Spencer Nivens. Let's face him in the third inning. Judkins kicks, offers, fastball high. Ball two. Well, the worry here is when you bounce the breaker and then the fastball is that high, now you miss again, the count will be full. Shake of the head, a nod. 2-2 pitch, waved at and missed. Strike three. Judkins records his first strikeout. And let's go to the third inning. Lugnuts still trail, 2-0.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
A far better second inning for Grant Judkins. As we go to the third, Lansing down 2-0. Game number four in a 6-game series. 8-9-1 here. The lefty Frank Mazzucato faces Rodriguez, Yamauchi, and Butler. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. C.J. Rodriguez, the catcher, batting eight. Right-handed batter waits on the southpaw who struck out four through two hitless innings. First pitch. Low for a ball. Only Lugnuts base runner so far. A walk to Jared Dickey in the first. Pitch on its way. And that's low as well. Right over the plate, but below the knees. Two balls and no strikes. Center fielder shading to right center. A 2-0 breaks low and in. Three balls and no strikes on Rodriguez. CJ Rodriguez is hitting only 194, but 33 walks compared to 38 strikeouts. Only 38 Ks in 61 games. Second start of the series. It's a 3-0 pitch, and he takes it right down the middle. I call it strike. The old get-me-over fastball. Whole field is in the shade right now. Mazzucato's 3-1. Rib to deep left field. Hook down the line and foul. CJ pummeled that pitch. But the count has run full. You worry here that Mazzucato on 3-2 is going to drop in a curveball. He trusts his breaking stuff so much. Step back, the leg kick, the pitch. And he broke it down and in. Appeal of a check swing. Did not go. Ball four. Oh, there you go. That looked like a slider down and in. Second walk given out by Mazzucato. Here comes Casey Yamauchi. Yamauchi through two prior starts in the series is 0-for-6 with a strikeout plus an error. Lefty to righty, down 2-0. Line foul right side, strike one. 2-0 Bandits on top. Top of the third, though. And the top of the order is about to come up for the Lugnuts. Let's see what Yamauchi can do. Mazzucato holds, throws. Off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. I've heard that Mazzucato throws virtually everything, especially a cut changeup on the 1-1. A chopper pulled on the left side, off the glove of Warner, and beyond Dickerson, that's into left field. Stopping at second base, Rodriguez, as Nadal lobs it in from left. Look out now, here come the Lugnuts. Base hit rules the official score. So here was the key in the first three games. Quad Cities turned virtually everything in play into an out. And this is a Quad Cities team that has committed 85 errors this year. All the Lugnuts need is a couple of breaks going their way, a bounce here and there. The River Bandits had been getting every bounce. Watch out now. Here's Johnny Butler, lefty to lefty. Ball one outside. What's the book on Mazzucato? Things go wrong. He goes sideways and snowballs on him. 2-0 Bandits, 2-1, none out for the Nuts. The pitch, Butler lays off and the pitch is low for ball two. They can even snowball on a guy on a 79 degree day. Johnny Butler struck out swinging his first time up. A ball two offering. Ball three low and outside. Jared Dickey, the former Bandit, waiting on deck. The catcher, Hernandez, is called for a conference. Mazzucato had the rosin bag in his hand playing with it. Let me tell you a little bit more about Frank Mazzucato. The 21-year-old out of Hartford was sensational in high school, and this is going to lead us right into our Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game. Mazzucato struck out he threw four consecutive no-hitters at his high school, at East Catholic High School in Manchester, Connecticut. Four consecutive no-hitters. Your Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game. Are you ready? What is the record for the most number of no-hitters thrown in one season by a high schooler? 3-0 pitch. Johnny Butler takes a called strike. Taking all the way. Email me jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. What is the record? The most no-hitters, not consecutive, the most no-hitters thrown in one season by a high school pitcher in this country. Here's the pitch. Butler takes ball four downstairs, and the bases are loaded. Rodriguez to third. Yamauchi to second. And Johnny Butler up to first. Jared Dickey coming up. Derek Lewis out of the dugout, and already action in the Quad Cities pen. Boy, Frank Mazzucato, they weren't kidding. They went strikeout, walk, strikeout, 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 pop out, line out. That was the first two innings. But here in the third, walk, single, walk. Mazzucato really was a high school legend. So East Catholic High School went 25-0. That is the only team in Connecticut high school baseball history to go 25-0. They won the state title, you can imagine. And Mazzucato, that senior year, pitched 55 2/3 innings, and he struck out 135 batters. Insanity. You were not... Not only weren't you getting on, you weren't getting a base hit against him. When you faced Frank Mazzucato, you were lucky to make contact. Only 32 outs, not via strikeout, in 55 2/3 innings. His ERA was 0.16. Seventh overall pick in the draft to the Royals. Struggling right now, protecting a 2-0 lead. Deals to Jared Dickey. Ball one, low and outside. He's missing over and over right out there against these left-handed batters. Butler at first, Yamauchi at second, Rodriguez at third. Nobody out in the third inning. The pitch. Ball two outside. Three walks so far for Mazzucato. 2-0 pitch. Line drive looped over short. That baseball is down in center for a base hit. Collected by Rockefeller. He gets it in. Everybody goes station to station. RBI single for Dickey, bringing in Rodriguez. Yamauchi to third, Butler to second. Quad Cities 2, Lansing 1. Jared Dickey in this series has homered, made a terrific diving catch, delivered an RBI single, and delivered another RBI single. And that is what he has done in each of the four games. The pitch to Ryan Lasko. Shot foul up the left side. The runner at third base, Yamauchi, had to duck down below it. Ryan Lasko is just a little bit out in front. Here's the pitch. Head in the air out to center field. Back goes Carson Rockefeller. He has it well played. In front of the track, makes the catch. They tag from all three bases. Then at first, Dickey stops. The throw to second. From third, Yamauchi scores. Butler over to third on the sack fly by Lasko. Tie game 2-2.
Now the heading, number 10, Will Simpson.
This is more like it for the Lugnuts offense. Now Will Simpson. One man out, top of the third. Tie game, runners at the corners. Lefty to righty. Simpson swings and misses strike one. Off speed below the zone. Simpson struck out his first time. Second baseman Rodriguez up the middle. Outfield straight up. The pitch. Simpson takes a called strike. Fastball that's right there. I mean, that fastball was meaty at 89 miles an hour. Looking for something else. Just need a sack fly here. Runner breaks from first. The pitch swatted up and in the air out to right field. This should be enough. Nivens backs up near the track and right. Makes the catch. And at third base, here comes Johnny Butler. He scores. Throw it a second. Sack fly Simpson on an 0-2 pitch. And the Lugnuts take a 3-2 lead. So the first four batters all reach. Three of them score. Dickey stays at first base. Two outs for Luke Mann. Well, that'll work. Mann struck out looking his first time. Lefty, lefty. Does Dickey run? Mazzucato holds at the belt. Long hold. And the pitch. Broke it high, ball one. And meanwhile, a reliever has stopped warming up in the Quad Cities pen and is watching the proceedings. Now, if Luke Mann connects on one and hits it sharply, figure. 1-0. Mann takes it low. Or, you know, just draws a walk. I think that reliever, things might change. Right now, Mazzucato's pitch count, up to unofficially 58 pitches. Here's number 59 on 2-0. Ball three downstairs. Grant Judkins, in case you're wondering, 37 pitches after a lengthy first inning. Really settled in the second. Here's the 3-0. Man taking. Strike called on the inside corner. Nathan Ankiel is on deck. You know, I would not mind another take from Luke Mann. Three balls and a strike. The pitch. Ball four bouncing in. Well, walk number three in the frame. Walk number four in the game. First and second for the Lugnuts for Nate Nankill. And here is the Quad Cities manager, Brooks Conrad. Frank Mazzucato is done. Boy, the seventh overall pick, selected by the Kansas City Royals in 2021. And this is how we're getting down to the end of the year. Handing the ball to Brooks Conrad, who nearly didn't get it. And Mazzucato had to stretch out that left arm. He's walking back into the dugout. His head is down. Down the dugout steps, and right down the ramp he goes. All of his teammates just staring out to the field. The high school sensation out of Hartford. And things are not going great right now. And professionally speaking, for Mazzucato, it's been up and down. And today started up, and then it went down. And there are scouts here in attendance. I mentioned the A's assistant GM, Billy Owens, is here. I had the chance to interview Billy, and you'll hear that interview before tomorrow's game. A.J. Block is the new man who's on the mound. To be quite honest, my thoughts are on Mazzucato, back in the home clubhouse in the bowels of the ballpark. Just in talking, perhaps you heard the pregame show, the interview with Ryan Lasko, the Lugnut center fielder, and we were talking about confidence. And Ryan was saying that he was working on building his confidence. And I asked him, where does that confidence come from? How can a player build that confidence? That is a question for each of these players to answer in their own way. And it's not just them. It's for broadcasters and for coaches and for umpires. But putting the players under a microscope. Here's Frank Mazzucato, drafted out of high school and thinking to himself, all right, I'm in the minors. I'll rip my way right up. I'll be in the major leagues maybe 2-3 years. It's 3 years later. This was a tough night. So A.J. Block, the left-hander out of Salt Lake City, Utah, against Nate Nankill. First and second for the Nuts. 3 runs in, up 3-2 in the third. Lefty to righty. Backdoor breaking ball called strike one. A.J. Block signed as an undrafted free agent in the 5-year pandemic draft of 2020. He's 26 years of age. He pitches. Nankill bounces it up the middle. Base hit center field. Around third base, here comes Jared Dickey for home. Otho goes to third base, one hopping in late to get man. Otho to second base, the tag on Nankill, not in time. Nate singles home Dickey. Second and third as the dust clears, and it's 4-2 Lugnuts. Run charge to the starter, Mazzucato. Now the ninth batter of the inning, T.J. Schofield-Sam. Lefty to lefty, two outs, two ducks in the pond. The pitch. Front door breaking ball, left up and in. Block comes in, making his 28th appearance. 45 and one-third innings, 21 walks, 56 strikeouts. Prone to giving up the home run ball, 8 this year. Lefty to lefty. And that hook also missed up and in. Schofield Sam has great power. So far, one homer in his first 19 games with the Nuts after getting called up from Stockton. It's a ball two offering. On the outside corner, strike called. 87 miles an hour. It does not look like Block throws all that hard either. Luck comes set. A nod, a kick, a pitch. A ground ball sizzling toward second, backhanded by Rodriguez. Plants fires. One hopper over to first, dug by Caglione. Side retired. The Lugnuts played four runs in the top of the third inning, though. On two sacrifice flies, the RBI single by Dickey, the RBI single by Nenkill. Runners left at second and third. Let's go to the bottom of the third inning with the Lugnuts now leading 4-2 in the Quad Cities.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Go to the bottom of the third inning. What do you say? Four runs in the top half of the Lugnuts. 4-2 Nuts. Right-hander Grant Judkins throws. Spencer Nivens takes ball one inside. Nivens, Caglione, Werner. Here's the thump. 2-3-4. Left-handed batter, righty offers. Down and away, ball two. Spencer Nivens has 11 homers this month. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Hey now. Nivens has 16 homers for the year. He hit one of them in the first half. He was just dreadful in the first half. And he's not dreadful right now. He looks like you could put him in Cooperstown. Walks scored a run in the first inning. Trevor Werner, a two-run double in the first for Quad Cities runs. The pitch, up and in, ball three. Spencer Nivens out of Missouri State University, fifth rounder. The pitch, he skies it and fell, back and out of play. And the count is full. Well now, he was actually the fifth pick in the fifth round last year, born in Columbia, Missouri. Drafted by the Kansas City Royals. How perfect is that? Payoff. Foul back. So from Columbia to Missouri State, try to work his way to Kansas City. Nobody on, nobody at. Last of the third. 4-2 Lugnuts the lead. It scored four runs combined in the first three games. Judkins payoff. Lifted foul off to the left side. Let's try it again, shall we? Judkin gets his sign. Lets it fly. The curveball is hooked on a line over Simpson. Base hit down the right field line. Nivens does it again. And right field, a trip by Nankill. Nivens for second, and the throw-in is late. A momentary slip by Nate Nankill, and Nivens has a double. Isn't that just the way? Grant Judkins went curveball. And Spencer Nivens is just hitting everything right now. What can you do? Kept him in the ballpark. Did that. And the Lugnuts bullpen, the right-hander Jake Garland is warming. Don Schulze is at the mound. It's actually double barrel action because there's a left-hander warming as well. This is the bottom of the third inning. Third inning slang. Double barrel action means two different pitchers warming up in the bullpen at the same time. And usually, one's a lefty, one's a righty. The left-hander is Garrett Irvin. The right-hander, Garland. And right now, what that would lead you to guess, or at the very least lead me to guess, is that Irvin would relieve Judkins here to end this third inning. And then we'll see Garland in the fourth. But to be quite frank with you, with all of those dozens and dozens of family and friends supporting Grant at this game, let's see how long he can stay in there. He has the lead to his back. It throws to Jack Caglione. Righty to lefty. Nope, a pivot about. Look back to second. There's a motorboat speeding on the Mississippi River from center field toward right. And soon it will be underneath the Centennial Bridge. The first pitch to Caglione. Fouled off at home. Foul tip. Strike one. Curveball. Caglione doubled and scored his first at bat. That motorboat is going, gone. Fun to see the action on the Mississippi. They get to watch us. A one. Check swing. Strike two called. Fastball at the top of the zone. And the clap. The claps from the crowd. Offering Grant support. The folks are leaning forward. There's nervousness over there. Taking on the sixth overall pick this past July's draft. 0-2. Fouled away left side. Caglione has two homers through his first, call it 59 plate appearances with Quad Cities. The batting average for Caglione, .235. There's the danger that he could get a hold of one and we would be tied. 0-2 pitch, Judkins on its way. Up and in. And Hawkeye has that in the zone, but not Glenn Meyerhofer. That could have been strike three called. No, sir. 1-2. Menacing stance for the left-handed hitting slugger. Two looks back. Then the pitch. On a ground ball pulled down to first base. Snared by Simpson. To the bag. Out number one. To third base goes Nivens. And watching that dugout on the first base side. When will we see Craig Conklin? Will they let Judkins continue to go? He will face Trevor Werner. He got the dangerous Caglione. It was Werner who lined the two-run double against Judkins in the first inning. 4-2 nuts, the pitch. Little lofter out to shallow left center field. Lasko's on the run, down for a base hit. In from third base, Nivens. Lansing 4, Quad Cities 3. RBI single for Werner. So Nivens has scored two. Werner has knocked in all three. And here's Craig Conklin. The crowd is going to realize now. I anticipate Garrett Irvin coming in here. Here comes the southpaw from Arizona. Well, the same three hitters, Nivens, Caglione, Werner. In the first inning, they caused a three-run rally. Well, they stand for Grant on the first base side. Grant Judkins goes 2 1/3 innings today. Judkins allows four base hits. He walks two. He strikes out one. Keep in mind with Judkins, he did not pitch in all of last year. In 2021, pitched in Stockton. 2022, back in Stockton. So here he is in the Midwest League, and here he is in his home state of Iowa as a professional, making his 23rd appearance, his 11th start of the year, but he gets to pitch in Iowa. And it's about a two-and-a-half-hour drive from Pella, Iowa, here to Davenport, right on the Iowa-Illinois border. But the folks get to see him. And he gets to pitch in front of them. That's worth a lot. That's worth an awful lot. We've got Garrett Irvin on the mound. Irvin is out of Corona, California. He's a long ways away from home. And just looking around the field, for the Lugnuts, the catcher Rodriguez from California. Ryan Lasco at first base from New Jersey. TJ Schofield Sam at second. Brampton, Ontario. Casey Yamauchi at shortstop. He's from Hawaii. Luke Mann at third is from a little closer, right? He's from St. Louis. Johnny Butler in left from Illinois. I said Lasco at first base. Of course I mean Will Simpson. Will out of the Pacific Northwest, out of Washington State. Nate Nankill in right field from San Diego. A lot of these guys a long ways away. Well, here's Carson Rockeford against the lefty Irvin. 4-3 Lugnuts in the third. Irvin starts things off with a called strike, raking to the outside corner. So, I don't know. It means a lot for everyone to come out to support Grant Judkins here today in Davenport. Now they go one. Swing and a miss. 0-2, the count on Rockeford. Carson Rockeford hailing from Beaumont, Texas. Tell you what, too, Grant is not going to get the loss today. Allowed the two runs in the first inning, but the Lugnuts scored four in the top half of this third. Runner at first, one out. Lefty to lefty, 0-2. Off the outside corner. Ball one. And now the rest of the game. And can the Lugnuts halt their three-game losing streak here in the Quad Cities? Fine top of this third inning to knock out Mazzucato. Irvin to the plate. Rockeford gets under it. Out on the right side, the second baseman Schofield Sam now to his left. He waits. He makes the catch. Now TJ had to use that footwork. He kept the puppies moving the whole way. Danced with it a little.
Number two, Dustin Dickerson.
Two outs with Werner back to first. Dustin Dickerson to a walk his first time. 4-3 Lugnuts. Two outs, runner at first. Lefty to righty. Irvin's pitch. Buried and knocked down by C.J. Rodriguez. Has to be careful when he takes off that mask with that ball bouncing nearby. Don't want the mask to stop a moving ball. Dustin Dickerson taken to the eighth round by the Royals last year. Where's number two? It's in gold on the back of his home white uniform. Dutone bat, waiting. Pitch on its way. Strike called at the knees on the inside corner. Number six hitter in the order. Starting shortstop. Jake Garland is still warming up in the Lugnuts pen. The ball got away from the bullpen. Sailed all the way, skimming down the grass to the home plate circle. At first base, Trevor Werner is a good lead. He is a threat to run. In the first inning, Werner swiped his 17th base of the year in 20 attempts, no less. And he keeps on edging away from Will Simpson, holding him on. Irvin sets, deals the 1-1. Check swing, low, on appeal, denied. No swing. Says the bases umpire, Nelson. Sun is setting. Lights are on in the Ferris wheel. The big wheel out and left. Hitters pitch 2-1. Drilled out to right field. Nate Nankill to his right. He's there, and he snags it to end the inning. So in the end for the Quad Cities River Bandits, one run on two hits, one man left. As we go to the fourth inning, the Lugnuts lead by a run over the hometown squad. Lugnuts 4, River Bandits 3.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's a fireworks night tonight in the Quad Cities. Friday night at Modern Woodman Park on the banks of the Mississippi. Right across the way, I see Rock Island, Illinois. Rock Island Arsenal, not all that far away. The Hills. 4-3 Lugnut. CJ Rodriguez leads off the fourth. AJ Block throws. Low for a ball. Lefty block against Rodriguez, Yamauchi, and Butler. Righty, righty, lefty. 8-9-1. There were the three batters who started up the four-run third inning. A pitch. Rodriguez takes a called strike at the knees. Block took over for Frank Mazzucato. Allowed an RBI single before recording the final out. Winds and throws. Off the outside corner with a fastball. Two balls and a strike. Final out for a couple of starting pitchers for you. Let's start up with the River Bandits lefty Frank Mazzucato. But first the 2-1. Strike two called on the outside corner. Mazzucato in 2 2/3 innings. Allowed two hits and four walks, leading to four runs. He struck out four. A 2-2. On a swing and a ground ball right back to a block. Trunk it up. Goes to first. And it was not a great throw. Caglione had to stumble across the foul line in receiving, but he kept the foot back on the bag. Out number one. On the other side, the native Iowan, Grant Judkins. 2 1/3 innings. Four hits, three runs, two walks, one strikeout. No homers. Garrett Irvin took over for him. Finished off the third inning. Casey Yamauchi takes ball one up and away. My guess is that we have seen the last of Irvin. Came out of the pen, retired Carson Rockeford on a pop-out, Dustin Dickerson on a fly-out. I guess we'll see Garland next frame. 1-0. Foul away right side. Ball and a strike on Yamauchi. That's my guess, that coming up in the bottom half of this fourth inning, that Jake Garland will be towing the rubber. We'll see. Bullpen is quiet for both squads. The break even. Yamauchi bounces foul right to the left of his manager, Craig Conklin, coaching down at third. Conk gave the cursory gesture at the baseball. I see Lynn Smith is tuned in. Marsha Bullard has checked in. Jake Oldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. 1-2 pitcher's pitch. Way outside from block. Two balls and two strikes in Yamauchi. Single and a run scored. Last inning. Block throws. Off the outside corner. Count is full on Yamauchi. A.J. Block, the native of Utah, with a payoff. Ball four outside. Not close. Yamauchi is on again. This is more of what we expect from him. Earlier in the series, he had a really frustrating game. Go back two nights ago, and Yamauchi committed an error. Plus, he went 0 for 3. And the three at-bats, he grounded into a double play. He lined into a double play. And he flied out to center with a runner at second and one out. Frustrating. It's a threat to run. Johnny Butler batting. Taking a called strike. Slicing in with a breaking ball. Anthony Jacob Block. The big key for the big left-hander out there for Quad Cities is that he's even on the mound. He missed each of the last 2 years. Arm injury. Black 0-1. Inside for a ball. Go back in 2016. The Cubs drafted him in the 39th round out of Newport High School in Washington State. He declined to sign. Tigers drafted him in 2019. Declined to sign. Block those to first. Yamauchi back in standing. The Lugnuts are leading 4-3. We're in the top of the fourth. Runner at first, one out. This is the top of the order with Johnny Butler. Strikeout, a walk, a run scored. Back to A.J. Block, the Washington State Cougar. Outstanding at state. Now he's got Yamauchi picked. Keglion fires down to second. Tagged by Dustin Dickerson in time. 1-3-6, the pick off, the cut stealing. Two outs. Only the second time in 15 attempts that Yamauchi has been caught on the bags. So A.J. Block in 2020. It's the COVID pandemic that shuts the season down. And when it shut the season down, he was leading all Pac-12 pitchers in innings. He throws. Butler takes. Strike two called on the outside corner. He had double-digit strikeout performances in each of his last three starts. Although, you know, he had only made four starts. 1-2. A little flare shot, punched foul left side over into the Quad Cities pen. Two outs, nobody on. One ball and two strikes, it holds on Butler. So A.J. Block, you figure, okay, he doesn't get picked in the first five rounds of the draft. He signs undrafted free agent with the Royals. He deals. Hit high in the air to center. There's Carson Rockefort, leisurely trotting back, makes the catch. And the Washington State Cougar, back, healthy, a scoreless fourth, facing the minimum. 3.5 complete. The Lugnuts 4, the River Bandits 3. From Modern Woodman Park.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Jake Garland is now on the mound, taking over for Garrett Irvin. Last of the fourth inning, Lugnuts 4, the River Bandits 3. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Bottom third of the order for the River Bandits, Omar Hernandez, followed by Lisandro Rodriguez and Davies Nadal. Righty, righty to begin. Garland pitches to Hernandez. Fastball up and in, ball one. So Garrett Irvin, two-thirds of an inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts, no homers. The pitch. Ground ball skipping off the mound right to second baseman Schofield Sam. Over to first, out number one. When Garland's gone well, that's how it looks. Ball's in play, turned it out. Lisandro Rodriguez now. The switch hitting second baseman batting eighth. Popped out to the second baseman his first time. Right-hander throws. Rodriguez from the left side takes ball one outside. 4-3 Lugnuts. Four runs in the top of the third. Ball one offering. Down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Garland loves to work fast. 23rd appearance of the year. Garland fires it right by him. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Jake now at 83 innings pitched this year. Time granted to Rodriguez, because Garland is pushing the pace. 30 walks, 50 strikeouts for Jake. Lee coming in, hitting 257 against the Miami Hurricane. One out, nobody on. This is a 2-1. And it's a tapper down to third. In comes Mann. He accepts, transfers, fires. Got him at first, the stretch by Simpson. Two outs.
Now batting for the Rodriguez, number four, Davis Nadal
now. Four to three, Lugnuts leading. Two outs with the bases clear. What do you say, a perfect frame for Jake Garland? Let's see. The rock, the kick, the pitch. Ball went inside. Two more games to go in this series. Garland throws. A ground ball pushed to the shortstop. Yamauchi picks it up, throws to first. Side retired in order. 4-3, 5-3, 6-3. Let's go to the fifth. Easy as 1-2-3 for Jake. Lugnuts on top, 4-3 over Quad Cities.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hey, Jake Garland, how about a swift bottom of the fourth inning, the first inning of work for Jake today, and he just steamrolled right through Quad Cities. Out of the fifth inning we go. Lugnuts 4, Quad Cities 3. Feels like the Lugnuts are part of this game, and that had not felt that way the first three games of this series. You know, they had been participating, but the games had largely felt uncompetitive. Today is different. Here's Jared Dickey. Lefty to lefty. AJ Block misses up and in. Ball one. This is a Quad Cities team that, keep in mind, they're a 500 team. They're 58-58. Ball one offering. Breaks to the outside corner, a called strike. Here in the second half, they're playing better ball. Their record is 28-23. They have won the first three games of the series, in large part because their hitters who were not hitting are now hitting. One pitch from Block on its way. Dickey swings late on a fastball. Strike two. Dickey, Lasco, Simpson, 2-3-4. Jared Dickey is 1-for-1 with a walk and an RBI single. A pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the hook. First strikeout for A.J. Block. Tomorrow night, game number 5 in the series, 6 o'clock p.m. local time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time back in Lansing. Mitch Myers gets the ball for the Nuts. Hunter Owen for Quad Cities. The pitch to Ryan Lasco. A strike call. Hunter Owen against Myers tomorrow. And then Cade Morris for the Lugnuts against Oscar Rayo on Sunday. The 0-1. High for a ball. Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m. local time, central time, 2 o'clock p.m. back in Lansing, Michigan. Then we'll be coming back to Lansing. 4-3 Nuts, the pitch. Down and in, ball 2 to Lasco. Strikeout and a sack fly and RBI for Ryan. Number 3 hitter in the order. Black jersey shirt, wrote gray pants. The pitch. Above the letters, ball 3. He would love to get him on with Will Simpson batting next. What does Black go to here? He kicks, he throws, and Lasko smokes it on the ground at shortstop, right to Dustin Dickerson, firing to first. Two outs. He hit it hard. He hit it at 101 miles an hour. But it looked like infield practice for Dickerson. So now Will Simpson. Will is 0 for 1, a strikeout, a sacrifice fly for 3 lug nuts. Ball 1 low and away. The sacrifice fly, though, that was clutch. Came on an 0-2 pitch, 1-0 here. Strike called on the outside corner. 2 outs, nobody on. Top of the 5th, lug nuts up by a run. Block throws. Up and away. We have here that great matchup of Washington State on the mound and Washington in the batter's box. Will has a couple of siblings who attend Washington State. The pitch, he rips it beyond the diving third baseman, Werner. That's a base hit up the left field line into the Quad Cities pen. Simpson dashes around to second base, and he hangs tight right there. Double for Will. Slider from A.J. Block, and Simpson was right on it.
Now Luke Mann.
Two-out base runner for the Lugnuts on Will Simpson's 27th double of the year. Luke Mann is 0 for 1 with a strikeout and a walk. Lefty-lefty, pitch coming. Swing and a miss, strike one. Broke it down and away from him. Well, 4-3 lug nuts. You would love for Mann to knock in Simpson here. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss, strike two. Once again, going hook. That lefty-lefty matchup. Starting those pitches up and then finishing them out of the zone. Mann rests the bat on his shoulder. 0-2. Broke it right into the zone, called strike three. Side retired. The double by Simpson stranded at a scoreless frame. Halfway to the house, going to the bottom of the 5th inning. Lugnuts 4, River Bandits 3.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up. Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to oktosay.com.
Jake Garland worked a perfect initial inning out of the bullpen. Right-hander out of Jupiter, Florida, takes the mound for the last of the 5th. Lugnuts leading 4-3 in the Quad Cities. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Top of the order, Johnson Nivens Caglione. First pitch, Justin Johnson takes the knuckle curve for a called strike. 0-2 with a foul out and a strikeout. Garland deals. Ground ball hopping foul left side, strike two. That 4th inning went quick for Jake Garland. Right back to work. firing strikes and getting these river bandits dead on top of the ball. Here's the 0-2. Hello. Action in the Quad Cities bullpen. The lefty is warming up the left side. We don't have a great angle here from the press box. I could take a blind guess. I could say something like, it's Hunter Patterson. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball, foul, left side, and knocked down with the bare hand by the manager coaching at third, Brooks Conrad. Brooks Conrad saw some time with the Athletics. Played in the major leagues 2008 through 2014. Fly ball, left field. That baseball is down for a base hit beyond Johnny Butler all the way to the wall. Dickerson heads for second base, holding onto his helmet. Butler gets it in. It's a leadoff double. So Justin Johnson in scoring position as the potential game-tying run. Now the power for Spencer Nivens. Before we get to Jack Caglione, Nivens has homered in his last four consecutive games. Righty to lefty. Garland throws. Strike called inside corner. Back to Conrad. Brooks Conrad, drafted originally by the Astros, eighth rounder in 2001 from Arizona State, came up, debuted in the majors with the A's in 08. Then to the Braves, the Brewers, the Rays, the Padres. Broken bat flare, shallow left field. It's down for a base hit. Johnny Butler collects the hop, gets it in. The third base, Johnson. Single for Nivens. So, three easy outs for Garland in the fourth inning. This fifth inning is not easy. And it's the same part of the order that's doing the damage. Nivens has reached all three times. Although I wonder, was that the bat that has hit all the homers? Six homers in his last six games. Did he just break it? Is that bat no more? Is the magic gone? Nivens at first, Johnson at third. Nobody out for Jack Caglione batting left. Pitch. Chopper pushed up the middle. Shortstop Yamauchi gets there. Spin throws. Got him at first base. All the while in from third. Johnson tying the game at 4-4. It's a great play by Casey Yamauchi. To second base goes Spencer Nivens. One gone. Yamauchi was not just to the right of second. He was really to the right of second. And he had to reach out as far as he could to spear it and then the full 360 and throw. Now Trevor Werner, the cleanup hitter. Righty, righty. First pitch. Outside corner, strike called. Werner is knocked in three. Two-run double in the first, RBI single in the third. And there's a chance for him to knock in a fourth run 180 feet away. Tie game, last of the fifth. Garland comes set. And he turns around. And he looks Nivens back to second. Werner from Tomball, Texas. 6'4", 220 pounds in the batter's box. Even stance on the right. The deal. Check swing, foul out of the screen on the right side. No balls and two strikes. Time granted. Werner gets a good grip on the bat. Practice cut, climbs in. A touch of the helmet with the right hand. Closes off his stance. Garland looks back, delivers. Check swing, blocked at home by Rodriguez. On appeal, he went. The bases umpire Nelson threw up the right fist. Garland was the one appealing, not CJ, because CJ was blocking that ball. And Trevor Werner is gone on strikes. First strikeout for Jake Garland, and how about it? Two away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Carson Rockefort now. 0-2 with a comeback or a pop out. Righty to lefty. Down and in. Skip rope. Ball one. Tie game 4-4. Two in the first, one in the third, one here in the fifth for Quad Cities. Four runs all in the third inning for the Lugnuts. At second base, Spencer Nivens for the Bandits. Two away. The righty Garland throws. Ground ball pulled. Foul up the right side. Hang on, hang on, hang on. The home plate umpire Meyerhofer is saying no. That ball hit off the lip of the grass. It took a weird hop. It bounced to the left. It went down the right field line. And the home plate umpire Meyerhofer says foul ball. That was going to be the weirdest bad hop RBI hit that you've ever heard of. And Meyerhofer says, everybody forget about it. Brooks Conrad, the third base coach and manager, is going down to his dugout to talk to him. He's saying, what do we talk about here, guys? What are we doing here? I don't know. I think that ball might have been fair. I think that ball might have bounced right inside the bag. But Glenn Meyerhofer said foul. It's foul. And this is a 1-1 for Rockerford. Swing and a miss. Strike two. That was weird. You can picture the grass and foul ground right next to the baseline. And it was a bouncer off the bat of Rockerford. Right side, hit right off the lip of that grass. And it bounced to the left. 1-2. Ground ball pulled, foul right side, off the dugout railing. Ooh, boy. Lugnuts get the breaks. The Lugnuts are getting some breaks so far in this game. I tell you what. 4-4 in the fifth. Can Garland end it right here? Deals the 1-2 to Rockerford. And a line drive over first. A base hit down the right field line. Around third, Nivens is coming home to score. Rockerford takes for second. The throw in. Perfect by Nankill. In time. Rockerford retired. Side retired. And that'll do it. Casey Amauchi, the shortstop, looking back at Rockerford. Give him the RBI single, though, and give Quad Cities a 5-4 lead. Let's go to the sixth inning. The Lugnuts are down by a run. Lugnuts batters coming up. Nankill, Schofield Sam, and Rodriguez at Modern Woodman Park in the Quad Cities.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Two in the last of the fifth inning have leapfrogged the River Bandits into the lead. 5-4 over the Lugnuts. New man in is Chaz Martinez. Southpaw for the River Bandits against Nankill, Schofield Sam, Rodriguez. 6-7-8 batters in the Lugs order. Lefty to righty. Nate Nankill. First man up, first pitch. Out of breaks across the inside corner for a called strike. Chaz Martinez. Chaz is with two Z's. Chaz. Out of San Pedro, California. 17th rounder 2 years ago. Kicks, throws. Swing and a miss by the man out of San Diego. Nankill is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. A.J. Block ended up going 2 1/3 innings out of the pen. Block struck out 2. The 0-2. Very high. For Block, 2 hits, no runs. He walked 1. And he's currently in line to win this game. Can the Lugnuts come back now against the Quad Cities pen? All 4 Lugnuts runs came back in the 3rd inning. 1-2, pitcher's pitch. Head in the air, medium depth, left center field. Nadal and Rockefort over. Rockefort takes it in from center. There is something about Carson Rockefort that is highly unhurried. Here's TJ Schofield Sam. By the way, 7 southpaws on the Quad Cities roster. We've seen 3 of them so far. Schofield Sam bloops it. Shallow left center field. In comes Davis Nadal to make a running catch from left. 2 outs. Well, this so far is looking like the first 3 games in the top of the 6th inning, which is relatively quick at-bats. And no troubles for the Quad Cities defense. Chaz Martinez's line this year, 0-2 with a 4.78 ERA. This is his 31st relief outing. Deals. Ball went inside to C.J. Rodriguez, right-handed hitting catcher. 5-4, Quad Cities the lead. Top of the 6th inning, 6th inning slang here. And your slang today is bridge. 1-0. Lifted out to right field. There's Spencer Nivens moving forward. One-hand snag. Side retired. Flies to center, to left, and to right. Chaz Martinez, a perfect initial inning of relief. And to the bottom of the 6th inning now. Lugnuts are trailing, 5-4.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Jake Garland enters his 3rd inning of relief as we go to the bottom of the 6th inning. Lugnuts are down 5-4 in the Quad Cities. And the River Bandits have due up Dickerson, Hernandez, and Rodriguez. 6-7-8 in the order.
Leading off the bottom of the 6th for your Quad City River Bandits, number 2, Dustin.
We begin with Dustin Dickerson, the shortstop. Right-hander against right-hander. Garland wants and throws. Strike called on the outside corner. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Gave you your 6th inning slang in passing in the top half. Bridge at 0-1. The breaking ball is punched on the ground right side. Vacuumed by Schofield Sam. Guides it over to first out number 1. Little sidearm. Whip action from TJ.
Number 12, Omar Hernandez.
Here's Omar Hernandez. So what does it mean to bridge in a baseball game? Hang on one second. Now here comes Omar. I thought of this because, after all, we've got the Centennial Bridge forming the backdrop here, out beyond the right field wall. We're in Davenport, Iowa, but we're right next to the river. Righty to righty. A ground ball foul left side, strike one. So who bridges on a baseball field? What does it mean to be the bridge guy? Right next to the bridge itself. When they talk the bridge in the Midwest League, you know what they mean. Oh, one. Ground ball, foul, hopping up the left side. Strike two for Hernandez. It was 0 for 2 with a flyout and a ground out. In Lake County, admittedly, they do have a bridge that leads from the parking lot to the ballpark. The pitch, fouled straight back. One out, nobody on, last of the sixth inning. River Bandits 5, Lugnuts 4. Well, the answer is, tonight, it's Jake Garland who's the bridge guy. The bridge pitcher. The pitcher is the bridge. 0-2. And foul tip, strike 3. Breaking ball. Hernandez was unconvinced, thought about going around, went around just enough for that ball to clip off his bat into Rodriguez's mitt. Second strike at Garland. So here's how Garland is bridging. We went from the early innings. Grant Judkins 2 1/3, Garrett Irvin 2/3 of an inning. Garland is taking it from the middle innings into the late innings. The pitch to Lisandro Rodriguez down low, ball one. So he is bridging. And a bridge pitcher is very important. You've got your guys ready in the late going. Ball one offering. Breaking ball for a called strike. Good knuckle curve. Two outs, nobody on. 5-4 Bandits batting in the home sixth. Garland winds and throws. Inside. When Grant Judkins only goes 2 1/3 innings, somebody needs to get outs in the middle frame. And right now that's Garland looking for his ninth out. Low and away. 3 balls and a strike. Rodriguez is 0-2 out of the eighth spot. Davis Nadal waits to bat next. The pitch. Inside, ball four. 4-pitch walk puts a runner on in front of Nadal. For Quad Cities right now, Frank Mazzucato only went 2 2/3 innings, so they've had a couple of bridge guys. Well, hang on just a second. Hang on just a second. There comes the manager, Brooks Conrad, to talk with the home plate umpire, Len Meyerhofer, and what do we have here? Wasn't that ball four? Apparently not. Something's going on. Meyerhofer and Lisandro Rodriguez and Brooks Conrad is straightening it all out. And here comes Lisandro back to home plate. Well, well, well. There have already been a couple of things that were not quite what you'd expect. I think Len Meyerhofer ejected Rodriguez from the game on his way up the first base line with his back turned. And so, are we going to get a pinch runner on a walk? Out of the dugout, third base out, here comes Sam Kulasingham. Something Lisandro Rodriguez must have said. And the old ejection on a walk just occurred here. Wow. Well, Adam Jackson would say, you need to have that great crowd microphone right down there on the field to help you out. But Lisandro Rodriguez is out of this ballgame, and here's Davis Nadal, who will sing him at first, two outs. And the pitch is lifted high in the air down the left side, heading foul. Butler and man over, but one row deep out of play. Sure. The old ejection on the walk with a runner trotting up the first base line. You see that every day. The euphemism in baseball circles. And here's some more sixth inning slang for you. The magic words. Must have said the magic words. 0-1 Davis Nadal. Swing and a miss. High cheddar. Nadal, a left fielder, batting from the left side. Number 9 hitter in the order. He's fly to center. He's grounded to shortstop. Right out to shortstop came against Garland. That ended the fourth inning. Jake tried to get him to end the sixth inning. 5-4 Bandits. The pitch. Broke it in. Inside corner. Strike 3 called. Side retired. Inning over. Garland strikes out his third. On the walk, stranded. The pinch runner of the walk. Stranded. We're going to see a new second baseman for Quad Cities as we go to the seventh inning. The Lugnuts trailing 5-4 in Davenport.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at lls.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
An ejection on a walk is a new one. And so we have a substitution for Quad Cities. Sam Coolisingham is the new second baseman. Casey Yamauchi leads off the top of the seventh inning. Lugnuts down 5-4. Lefty throws. On a little pop-up, a blooper, back of second. It's the shortstop Dickerson who makes the catch. Here's Johnny Butler. Chaz Martinez, the lefty, four up, four down. All four outs in the air. To center, to left, to right, now to shortstop. Top of the order. Martinez throws. Front door breaking ball called strike one. Butler's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Lugnuts need only one run to tie the game. Down 5-4. The owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, Dave Heller, is here in the ballpark. Great night at Modern Woodman Park. Lugnuts trying to spoil a fireworks night. A one pitch, up and inside. Butler dipped that right front shoulder down. Missed him. One ball, one strike. On the out of town, A's organizational scoreboard as Butler fouls this pitch away to the left side. Let me take you to AA. In the Texas League, Jake Walkinshaw went 4 hitless innings, struck out 6. James Gonzalez has pitched a hitless inning. He struck out 2. Brennan Malone is 2-for-3 with a single, a double. He's knocked in 2. 3-0 Midland Rockhounds leading. Pitch, Butler fouls it back. We stay 1-2. Shane McGuire is knocked in a run. Yesterday, Henry Bolte had a couple of doubles. Midland is 19 games above 500. They're fighting it out for the playoffs. The pitch to Johnny. Up and in, ball 2. Triple A Las Vegas is going to get things going in about 13 minutes or so against Reno. Robert Duggar on the mound. No Jacob Wilson in the starting lineup today. Get 2 more hits, 2 walks yesterday. The pitch, hammered, fell off the right side. That baseball is off toward the Centennial Bridge. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The A's, meanwhile, are going to start things up in 18 minutes against the Milwaukee Brewers. J.P. Sears against the former Lake County captain, Aaron Civale. The break even. Up and in. That nearly hit Johnny. 3-2. One out, nobody on, top of the seventh. The Lugnuts are down by a run. 5-4 in the Quad Cities. Payoff pitch, Chaz Martinez. Fought off bow off the hands. The Stockton Ports, meanwhile, have Junior Torre listed as the starting pitcher against Brian Mina against the Fresno Grizzlies. Actually, though, the starting pitcher is going to be Kyle Robinson. This is fascinating. Tell you why. First, the payoff. Butler goes down swinging. 2 outs in the seventh. Fastball by him away. So Kyle Robinson was just drafted by the A's. This is his professional debut tonight, the 11th rounder out of Texas Tech. He's 21 years of age, native Mississippian. 6'6 right-hander, starting for Stockton. There's Jared Dickey, 2 outs, nobody on. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one, pulled off of it. Robinson was born in Mississippi, attended high school in Falls Church, Virginia, and then college in Lubbock, Texas. For Texas Tech this past year, 15 starts, a 5.09 ERA. The pitch, and Jared Dickey takes a called strike. Three-year guy at Texas Tech. So Robinson, the 11th rounder. Good arm. Going to be fun to see how he does for Stockton. Pro debut, one of a number of 2024 draft picks in the starting lineup today. 5-4 Bandits, 0-2 pitch. Dickey lifts it foul, left side, third baseman Werner over. Trevor Werner makes the catch. Side retired. Lugnuts go down in order for a second straight inning against the reliever Martinez. Stand up, stretch it out. Let's go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Lugs down 5-4.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Lugnuts stay with Jake Garland. Entering the home half of the seventh inning. Hopefully you stood up, you stretched it out, and you got yourself all ready because here we go. First offering, line drive caught by the leaping second baseman Schofield Sam. He robs Justin Johnson. One away. One pitch, one out for Garland. Quad Cities 5, Lansing 4. To Garland to keep Quad Cities at 5 runs. That's a good way to start it and start on your scorecard for Schofield Sam. Spencer Nivens, first pitch. Up and away, ball one. You know, his home run streak is in jeopardy. Home runs in 4 consecutive games. Pitch on its way. Going in. couple of great defensive plays by the Lugnuts middle infielders. Yamauchi at short, Schofield Sam at second. Here's the pitch. A check swing. And it missed a little low, a little wide. 3 balls and 0 strikes on Nivens, who has walked, doubled, singled. And he is in position to draw another walk. 3-0. High. Ball four. And he is on for a fourth time. This has been a ridiculous series for Nivens that I could argue is topping what Lorenzo did for West Michigan last week. I really could. Jack Caglione. 1-for-3 with a double. First pitch, low for a ball. You know, really, the Lugnuts have dodged the worst from Caglione. Gotten his hits here and there, but he hasn't truly impacted the series. Fly ball, center field, Ryan Lasko to his right. Can he get there? Yes, he can with a diving catch. Goodness gracious, Ryan Lasko. And back to first goes Nivens. Star that one on your scorecard. Oh, Ryan Lasko. Sensational. Trevor Werner. Righty, righty. One on, one out. The pitch. Down low. Oh, at the knees. A cold strike. I should say 2 outs. Runner at first base. Jake Garland needs to get Werner to get out of this 7th inning entirely and keep this a 1-run game. Good way to start it. Garland struck out Werner in the 5th. The pitch. Fouled away right side. Strike 2. Werner is 2-for-3 with a 2-run double and an RBI single. 5-4 River Bandits. Short lead for Nivens at first. Garland with the sign. Sets. Kicks and deals. Fly ball down the right side. Long run and kill toward foul ground. Sliding over. Can't grab it. Into the bullpen. I was wondering if we were going to get highlight reel plays for every single out of this 7th inning. And we still do have a chance. Nothing at 2 the count. Schofield Sam and Lasko. Oh, and 2. Garland's pitch. Slider down and away. And blocked well by Rodriguez. There is another pitcher who is currently stretching down the left side for the River Bandits. Chaz Martinez might be done after 2 perfect innings. The Lugnuts are down by 1. 4-run 3rd inning, and that is all for the offense. Garland's pitch. Breaking ball missed inside. Tried the knuckle curve. 2-2. Werner, the cleanup hitter. A nod. A second nod. The pitch. Line drive left side. Yamauchi with a diving catch. Star it. 3 web gems in the 7th. Let's go to the 8th. The Lugnuts defense is literally flying around. 5-4 River Bandits on top of the Nuts.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, let me tell you, the Lugnuts defense was remarkable in the bottom of the seventh inning. Absolutely remarkable. T.J. Schofield's hand leaping high to the air from second. Ryan Lasko diving out to deepest left center from center field. And then Casey Amarucci at short diving to his right. Ryan Lasko leads off the eighth, down 5-4. Shows bunt, pulls back, takes a called ball outside. Righty, righty. Andrew Moronis is now the mound for Quad Cities. Lasko, Simpson, man, 3-4-5. Pitch. He lays down a bunt, but he fouled it at home. Look, we've seen the weird. We've seen the strange. The old batter ejected after drawing a walk, and now we're seeing the scintillating. The 1-1 pitch. High, two balls and a strike. Now, what will we see from the Lugnuts offense after that kind of defense in the home seven? That's number 1, 2, 3 for Jake Garland. It was awesome. Hitter's cat here, 2-1 pitch. Above the letters, ball 3. Lasko is 0-2 with a sacrifice fly in the 4-run third inning. Besides that, a strikeout, a ground out. Hitter's pitch here. Bouncing ball, foul, pulled up the left side. Will Simpson on deck, doubled his last time up. Payoff pitch from Moronis. On its way. Swing and a miss. Lasko chased it high. Andrew Moronis, the new pitcher out of Tracy, California, a Cal State Fullerton Titan this year, just drafted. Nate Nankill, you might know Andrew. With Nankill and Saheed Valenzuela, we've got a couple of Cal State Fullerton Titans in the Lugnuts dugout. The pitch to Simpson. Breaks in there, called strike. The 2024 draft picks on the Quad Cities team. Nate Ackenhausen, the 10th rounder. Andrew Moronis, the 16th rounder. Jack Caglione, the first rounder. Swing and a miss by Simpson. 0-2, slider down and away. How about Sam Coolisingham, the 13th rounder? So four 2024 draft picks already here in High A for Quad Cities, for the Royals affiliate. And contributing to a team that is pushing toward the postseason. Leading 5-4 right now, and we're in the eighth. Righty, righty. The pitch. Simpson drives it to right. Back goes Nivens. Back he goes. Jumping up, and it is gone. Will Simpson goes opposite field. Tie game in the eighth inning. Five to five, Lugnuts and River Bandits on Simpson's 16th shot of the year. Now Luke Mann. Righty to lefty, one out, nobody on. The pitch. Fly ball left field and shallow. Davies Nadal comes in, makes the catch off the end of the bat, out number two. At Lugnut's first baseside dugout, though, is charged up. It is a brand new ball game. Right-hander against right-hander. Titan against Titan. The pitch. Nate swings and shoots it on the ground on the right side. Snatched up by Kulesinger. Over to first, and the side retired. Will Simpson's homer has knotted the score, though. And regarding the bottom of the eighth inning, 5-5 between the Nuts and the Bandits.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Stick with Jake Garland at the bottom of the eighth inning. Tie game. So glad to have you along here with me. Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Lugnuts and River Bandits, game 4 of 6. Carson Rockerford batting left, first pitch. Best ball for a called strike from Garland. Rockerford, Dickerson, and Hernandez. 5-6-7 of the order. Righty to lefty. At 0-1 pitch. Jake Garland, the Miami Hurricane. Fly ball left field. Slicing away from Butler, who's there for the catch down the line. Now there's one gone.
Now batting for
the
Riverman, it's number 2, Dustin Dickerson.
Dustin Dickerson is 0 for 2 with a walk. Number 6 batter of the order. Last of the 8th, tied up. Check in with the trivia question. Here's the pitch. At a called strike. 5-5. Your trivia question tonight was, what is the most number of no-hitters that a high schooler has thrown? For the record, that's up and in. That is, in a single season, what is the single season record for a high schooler for no-hitters? A 1-1. Strike 2 call. I asked that because the starting pitcher today, Frank Mazzucato, tossed 4 consecutive no-hitters as a high schooler in Connecticut. Garland throws, broke it down low. Well, from what I see, the answer is 9. 9 no-hitters by Chris Taranto out of Biloxi, Mississippi. He then pitched in the Houston minor league system for a couple of years. He made it as high as Class A ball. This pitch is outside. Class A ball in this case is deceptive. Pitched for Class D and then I believe he pitched for Moultrie both year, though, in the Georgia League, the Georgia-Florida League. 3-2 pitch to Dustin Dickerson. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. 2 gone. Can you imagine 9 no-hitters and 1 high school season? From what I'm reading, 9 no-hitters is also the record for just 1 team. Oh, amazing. Omar Hernandez takes the knuckle curve for a called strike. Lugnuts knocked Frank Mazzucato out, though, with a 4-run third inning. 5-5 in the eighth. Garland's pitch. Blown away. So now here we are. Two outs. One out away from going to the ninth. Schofield, Sam, Rodriguez, Yamauchi, the 7-8-9 batters. Garland throws. Check swing. Low and away. Will they appeal? Apparently not. Rodriguez thought about it and then thought better of it. Two balls and a strike. This is a hitter's pitch on its way. And Hernandez serves it out to deep left field. Butler's on the run. Can he get there? You bet he can. Out in front of the wall. And then he flips the ball onto the grassy berm, and the Lugnuts vacate the playing surface. They are catching everything right now. Butler in left, just like Lasko in center. Lasko waited for Butler, and the two of them dash off the field together. Let's go to the ninth from the Quad Cities in a 5-5 game.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey, it's Ben Sears again, second consecutive day for Quad Cities right-hander. Sears, the closer of this River Bandits team. Yesterday, he wrapped up the River Bandits 6-1 win, and today he takes to the mound in the ninth inning of a tie game. Lugnuts 5, River Bandits 5. Sears, a 14th router 2 years ago, native of Providence, Rhode Island. And the Lugnuts bring up 7-8-9. First, T.J. Schofield-Sam batting left. Then Rodriguez and Yamauchi. First offering. Swing and a miss. Changeup. Strike one. Schofield-Sam is 0 for 3. The deal. Misses down and in. Sears attended the Community College of Rhode Island out in Warwick, Rhode Island. And then from there, the University of Houston. He throws. Bouncing ball weakly struck, right side. Picked up by the second baseman, Kula Singham, with the underhand of first. And there's one down.
Now then, number 21, C.J. Rodriguez.
Sears last year had 5 appearances for Quad Cities. 9 innings, 13 hits, 10 runs. It was not great. Spent the majority of the year with Columbia, where he was great for the Fireflies. This year, much better for the River Bandits. He deals. And C.J. Rodriguez grounds to shortstop. Backhand Dickerson. Long throw. Plenty of time. Two outs.
Now then, number 6, Casey Yamauchi.
The number 9 hitter is Casey Yamauchi. And the Lugnuts are warming up an arm for the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Micah Dallas. 5-5 in the ninth. Two outs. Righty to righty. The pitch. Ball one inside. This is where things could get fun. If Yamauchi reaches, the top of the order is coming up. Johnny Butler, then Jared Dickey. Ball one offering. Breaking ball inside, and Yamauchi tried to get hit by it. It missed him. Missed the plate for ball two. Will Simpson. It's coming up in 4 hitters. 2-0 coming. Fly ball patted out to center field. The Rockford fades back. He's there. Hops up for the catch. Side retired. Lugnuts go down quietly against Sears. And now let's go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Quad Cities would need one run for a walk-off winner. 5-5 tie game at Modern Woodman Park.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Well, Jake Garland, you did splendidly. Garland bridges from the fourth through the end of the eighth. Four innings of relief work, 3 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. He yields to Micah Dallas for the bottom of the ninth inning in a 5-5 game. Will Simpson's home run in the top of the eighth inning, tying up the score. Will, with that home run, that ties him with Spencer Nivens on Quad Cities for the third most home runs in the Midwest League. River Bandits currently leading in the West Division playoff spot. They're needing every game, trying to stave off Peoria and Cedar Rapids. All of these teams are scoreboard watching. Entering play today, Quad City's a game up on Peoria, 4 games up on Cedar Rapids. One run would win it for the Bandits. Here's Sam Kulasinga. Righty throws. High fly ball, deep right field. In fact, Nate Nankill, who is stationed deep, comes in to make the catch. And there's one away. Off the bat, that looked great. Nankill out near the warning track. No, that's too far out there. 1 pitch, 1 gone from Micah Dallas, the A&M Aggie. 6th appearance out of the Lugnuts pen for Dallas. Right-hand pitcher, left-hand batter, Davis Nadal. Swings away, fouls it off at home. Strike one. Well, Peoria is right now trailing, bottom of the 6th inning, at home to Fort Wayne, 3-2. Peoria's made a habit of coming back and beating the Tin Caps pen. The pitch. Outside corner, strike two called. Cedar Rapids lost in Dayton, 11-3. So the Colonels are falling farther and farther back. If Quad Cities wins, Peoria loses, the Bandits would open up a 2-game lead for the final playoff berth. Time running out in the year. Dallas deals. Fouled straight back. After today, there's only 14 games remaining in the season. 2 games here over the weekend for the Lugnuts, then back home, 6 games against Fort Wayne, and 6 games at West Michigan to close out the year. 5-5, last of the ninth. The pitch, swing and a miss. Dallas fans Nadal. Hum it around the horn. Give it back to Micah. And bring up the DH, Justin Johnson, the number one hitter in the Quad Cities order. After Johnson, it's Nivens and Caglione and Werner. Those guys have been trouble. Johnson is 1-for-4 with a double and a run scored. The pitch. He takes a called strike. Last time up, Johnson flat out robbed by leaping second baseman Schofield Sam. Dallas kicks and offers. Swing and a miss, strike two. With Micah Dallas on the mound, that means sliders. But every now and then, a changeup. All to work off the fastball. O2 pitch to Johnson. A tapper out of the mound. Dallas gloves. Otter hands to first. Simpson receives with the foot on the bag. And that does it for 9 innings. Hey, you want to go extras? Because that's where we're going. Into the 10th. 5-5 between the Nuts and the Bandits. From Modern Woodman Park.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It's a new inning. Why not a new pitcher? Chase Isbell is the new man on the mound for Quad Cities. Lucky number 13. Casey Yamauchi heads to second. Talking with the first baseman, Caglione, on his way. Not a word with the second baseman, Kula Singa. Yamauchi, the zombie runner for the top of the order. Johnny Butler, Jared Dickey, Ryan Lasko. You know that Spencer Nivens, Jack Caglione, and Trevor Werner are coming up in the bottom half of this inning. Need to score at least one. Johnny Butler batting first, hitting left. First pitch, fouled away, left side, strike one. Chase Isbell. 16 appearances coming in. And an ERA at 6 on the dot. 21 innings, 22 hits, 14 runs. Out of the stretch. Left leg kick of the pitch. Overhand curveball high. League batting 272, healthy against Isbell with 4 home runs, 8 walks, 23 strikeouts, averaging a strikeout or so, a little bit more per inning pitched. 6'3", 205 pounder out of Birmingham. It's a 1-1 pitch for Butler on its way. A little low for ball two. Lugnuts tied the game in the eighth inning on a Will Simpson home run out to right field against Andrew Moronis. It was a couple of pitchers ago. Hitter's pitch here, 2-1. Line drive right center field, down for a base hit. Poor Reed Yamauchi around third. He's still going to get the windmill. Then he slides through a stop. A throw into third base goes away. Kicks down the left side. Yamauchi pops up, and he scores standing. Over to second base, Johnny Butler. And it's 6-5 Lugnuts in the 10th. Casey Yamauchi went flying around third. Craig Coughlin threw up a late stop sign, so Yamauchi went into a feet first slide in the grass. They had him dead to rights at third base, but Jack Caglione threw it away right down the left field line. And because of that, Yamauchi able to come in, Butler landing in scoring position, still nobody out. And here's the former River Bandit, Jared Dickey. Single for Butler, then the error. Righty to lefty, Isbell throws. Low, ball one. Jack Caglione's first error. Beset by Isbell. And the pitch. Though again, 2 balls and no strikes. So the Lugnuts have the lead. Now a chance to add to it. At the very least, if you're Dickie, you say, pull this ball on the right side, move Butler over. Or you can do more than that. 2-0 coming. Strike called on the outside corner. It was taking all the way. Dickie is 1-for-3. A walk in the first, an RBI single, and a run scored in the 4-run third. Struck out in the fifth, fouled out to the third baseman in the seventh. 2-1 pitch, hitters count. Coming in. Low and away, ball 3. Chase Isbell is in a mess. He's not getting them to chase. Remember, he fell behind Butler. Chase Isbell, like the Lugnuts, Jack Owen, out of Auburn University, War Eagle. Cameron Chase Isbell went from Samford to Auburn. Drafted last year. 3-ball, 1-strike pitch. The righty lets it fly. Line drive, left center field, hang up for Rockefeller to make the catch. At second base, Butler draws the throw. All the way to third base as Johnny goes back to second. One away. Carson Rockefeller, the man who made that catch, lent Jared Dickie a bat, and I wonder if he used that bat to fly out to him. Now Ryan Lasko, who is 0-for-3 with a sacrifice fly at an RBI. Righty versus righty. Great bat in Ryan's hands. 6-5 lugs in the 10th. The pitch broke in for a called strike. And Isbell gets out in front. Isbell earlier this year was sensational for Columbia. Probably the best pitcher they had in their bullpen. Here's the 0-1. High fly, left center field, medium depth. Davis Nadal over from left, makes the catch. And at second base again, Butler tries to draw the throw into third. It's cut. Johnny walks into second. Back-to-back flyouts against Isbell to bring up Will Simpson. Back to Isbell briefly. So Chase Isbell with Columbia earlier this year allowed 2 earned runs on only 9 hits in 22 and two-thirds innings. 5 walks and 33 strikeouts. Nearly struck out half the batters that he faced. But Will Simpson stands in his way here. A double, a homer, a sack fly. Righty to righty. Dribbled foul, left side, strike 1. No action in the Lugnuts pen. So Micah Dallas, it will be for the bottom of the 10th. With speedy Justin Johnson, the bonus runner. Spencer Nivens, Jack Caglione, Trevor Werner coming up. Lugs up by a run. Love that insurance run at second. Here's the pitch. High fly, towering to right. This time, though, Spencer Nivens comes in down the line, makes the catch, retires Simpson, and the Lugnuts in the 10th inning. But the Nuts score a 1-on-1 hit and 1 error, leaving 1 in scoring position. Will a 1-run lead suffice? We're about to find out. 6-5 Nuts to the bottom of the 10th from the Quad Cities.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things, and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Ready or not, here we come to the bottom of the 10th inning. 6-5, Lugnuts on top. Runner at second base, Justin Johnson. Pitch on the mound, Micah Dallas. Batter in the left-hand batter's box, Spencer Nivens, who has homered in each of his last four games. A home run here would win it for Quad Cities. First pitch, ball one outside. The Lugnuts have pitched him very carefully. Today a walk, a double, a single, another walk. You walk him, you bring up Jack Caglione. Trevor Werner after that, 2-3-4 in the order. Righty to lefty. There's a called strike in the outside corner from Dallas. It was an uneventful bottom of the ninth inning against Micah. A fly out to right, a strikeout swinging, and a ground out right back to the right-hander out of Texas A&M. Let's it fly. Check swing. Did he go on appeal? He did not. Ball two. When I say that Dallas attended Texas A&M, I should also go back and say he first was at Texas Tech and then he transferred to A&M. 3 years at Tech, 1 year at A&M, drafted by the A's 2 years ago, eighth rounder. Spent the majority of this season with Stockton, also had a call-up to AA. 2-1 pitch, ripped foul up the right side, strike two. Spencer Nivens, in extra innings this year, 3 plate appearances. 1-for-2, an RBI, a walk, a strikeout. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a broken bat, ground ball right of the mound. Backhand sliding stop, Schofield Sam. Throw to first, in time. And there's one away to third base Johnson. TJ Schofield Sam has been superb defensively, as have all the Lugnuts tonight. Here's Jack Caglione. And the Lugnuts bring the infield in against the slugger. Home run would win it for Quad Cities. 6-5, Lugnuts, bottom of the 10th. The pitch, ground ball, right into right field, base hit. Sizzling between Schofield, Sam, and Simpson. In from third base, Justin Johnson. Tie game 6-6. Well, kept him in the ballpark. That did not take long, did it? 109 miles an hour off the bat. Well, double play ball would end this 10th inning and send us to the 11th. And that is the goal for Dallas and the Lugnuts defense right now. Trevor Werner at a 2-run double in the first, RBI single in the third. Pitch, A takes, ball one low. Struck out in the fifth, lined out to shortstop in the seventh. At bat number 5 for the cleanup hitter, the third baseman, and Micah Dallas' former teammate in college. The pitch, inside. Just to add another wrinkle on things, right? Trevor Werner drafted by the Royals in the 7th round last year. Out of Texas A&M. A 2-0 pitch on its way. There's a called strike at the knees, working the outer corner. Caglione at first, one out. The pitch, ground ball foul, left side, strike two. Back and forth we have gone. What a ball game. The River Bandits led 2-0 after the first on the Werner double. The Lugnuts planted 4 in the top of the third. Werner singled in a run to bring Quad Cities within 4-3 in the third inning. They added 2 in the fifth for a 5-4 lead. Simpson a homer to the eighth. Each team has scored in the 10th. The pitch, fly ball out to center field. Ryan Lasko goes back. He does have room. Lasko makes the catch, and Caglione retreats to first. Crowd saw that with its hearts. Micah Dallas wins the Battle of Aggies. Two down, bottom of the 10th inning. And there's nobody warming up in either bullpen. Can Dallas fourth force an 11th? Deals to Carson Rockerford. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Rockerford, considered one of the top prospects in the Royals organization. Second rounder last year out of Louisiana Lafayette. Left-handed batter. The pitch. Down low. You hear some music? There's a concert somewhere around. Just outside the ballpark, I would think. Past the 9 o'clock hour. 1-1 pitch, Dallas. On its way. Swing and a miss, strike two. We played game one in 2 hours and 9 minutes. We played game two in 1 hour 58. Game three took 2 hours and 11 minutes. Tonight, well, we're 2 hours and 26 minutes in. Bottom of the 10th, 6-6, runner at first, two outs. The pitch, swing and a miss. Dallas strikes out Rockerford with the off speed. Mets go to the 11th inning. Each team scores one run in the 10th. We're not done yet. Let's play all night. Lugnuts in the River Bandits. 6-6, 10 innings down from Davenport, Iowa. Play that funky music.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will.i.am. And I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bonus runner Will Simpson standing at second, rubbing his hands together. Luke Mann, Nate Nankill, TJ Schofield, Sam for the Lugnuts here. 6-6 in the 11th. 5-6-7 batters in the order. Each team scored one run. Each team plated their placed runner in the 10th inning. Chase Isbell remains on the mound for Quad Cities. Luke Mann is 0-3 today with a walk and a couple of strikeouts. Left-handed batter against the righty. He is due. He's 0-14 in the series. Spell out of the stretch. Two looks back at Simpson. Lets it fly. Very high. One ball and no strikes. If the Lugnuts win today, watch out. Mitch Meyer starting tomorrow, Kate Morris on Sunday. They'd be looking for the series split with a win in all those games. The pitch, Mann smokes it up the middle. That's a base hit to center field. Simpson first went back. He gets as far as third. A throw into second from Rockerford. There's the single by Mann for his first hit of the series. And there are runners at the corners with nobody out.
Number 19,
I remember when the bonus runner system first started, there was this idea that every single team would bunt the runner from second over to third. Then you'd get the sack fly, and he would just continue that way, into oblivion. That has not been my experience. Pitching coach Derek Lewis out for a mound conference. Nate Nankill is about to come up. He has an RBI single all the way back 8 innings ago in the 4-run top of the third. Up on the big video board, they have reset things. And so right now, the very first frame that they're showing is the 10th. One run for each team. And then they have columns all set to be filled out for the 11th inning, the 12th inning, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th. It's a fresh 9. You know, if you were in the mood for playing 9 more innings. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Nuts. 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Quad Cities. The throwing error by Caglione leading to the run last inning. We're ready. First and third, nobody out. The pitch. Nate Nankill takes ball one, breaking low and away. Besides Nankill's RBI single up the middle in the third inning. A pop out to first, a fly out to center, a ground out to second. Quad Cities right now is playing its middle infielders back, its outfielders straight up. Ball one offering, down low. Now if there's a ground ball hit to third, Werner is in a little bit toward the baseline. He might throw home to try to stop Simpson from scoring. But if the ground ball is hit to short, or hit on the right side of the infield, right now the figuring is they would go for a double play and they would let the run score. The outfield is deep. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Rockeford in center field is pacing a little bit. He is a couple of steps to right center, but not all that far. And in left field, Nadal truly is straight up. So left center gap is wide open. Two balls, one strike. Isbell readies. A leg kick. The pitch. Fouled off at home by Nankill. That pitch got right in on his hands. It was off the inside corner to boot. If he took it, that's probably ball three. Instead, two balls, two strikes. TJ Schofield Sam is on deck. Earlier this year, these were the power hitters for the Stockton Ports. Now we have not really seen that power yet for Lansing. Nankill has 4 extra base hits, and they are all doubles. His bell's 2-2. It's 2. And here it comes. Fly ball out to center field. Back goes Rockeford. He has it tracked. He makes the catch. And at third base, here comes Will Simpson. He scores standing as the throw comes into second. Sack fly, Nankill. Man back to first. 7-6, Lugnuts in the 11th. Third sacrifice fly of the ball game for Lansing. Situational hitting. Now, one out, runner at first. The Lugnuts can go for a little bit of insurance. When we go to the bottom of the 11th inning, Rockeford will be the bonus runner with speed. Then Dickerson, Hernandez, Kulasingham do. TJ Schofield Sam takes a called strike on the outside corner. Schofield Sam is 0 for 4 today. He's lined out. He's grounded out twice to second. He's flied out. Line out to center. Fly out to left. Left-handed batter. Righty on the hill. On the pitch. Fouled back into the screen. Could see what TJ was doing there. He was trying to take that pitch away. A 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And punch it out to left. He could not get on top of it. Schofield Tam is 1 for 11 in the series. His defense, though, top-notch. Black bat in hand, black batting gloves, rotating the bat around. Isbell's pitch. Swing and a ground ball pulled foul up the right side. Nothing into it remains. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, all those Quad Cities River Bandits fans, anyone concerned? Fort Wayne leading in Peoria 4-2. They've hit the stretch. If Peoria loses, Quad Cities loses. Quad Cities would still be up by a game for the playoffs. The pitch. Schofield Sam takes ball one low. Dayton beats Cedar Rapids 11-4. Lake County doubled up West Michigan 4-2. Beloit over South Bend 5-1. Wisconsin hammered Great Lakes 14-1 at Dow Diamond. A one ball, two strike pitch on its way. Did not chase up and away. Ball two. So now, with the results of everything going on, the Dayton Dragons have won 9 straight games. They're leading West Michigan by 4.5 atop the East Division. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Low for ball 3. Beck picked up first. Man back in standing. Hernandez checking on him. Ball count for Schofield Sam. CJ Rodriguez waits on deck. Great Lakes falls to 6 games out of first. Lake County, 7 games up, but they're already in from the first half. Here comes the payoff. Does Mann run? No. And Schofield, Sam smacks it through the left side. A base hit to left field. Mann scoots up to second. A throw comes in behind him from Nadal. Quickly steps back in. Base hit Schofield, Sam. It has gone single, sac fly, single. Here in the 11th inning. There is TJ going opposite field. First hit of the night. That's the approach you want. Where the pitcher is, Bell working him away. CJ Rodriguez is 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored. Rodriguez is 0 for 6 in the series. Number 8 hitter in the order. First and second, one down, lugs up by a run. Breaking ball, low, ball 1. Not too much speed on the bases right now for the Nuts. Telling you, another run here, or two, would make things much more comfortable. Ball one offering. High. 2 balls and 0 strikes. The Big A's organizational news. In case you didn't hear, Jeff Criswell, the 2021-2022 Lugnut, made his Major League debut a couple of days ago. 192nd Lugnut to the majors. 2-1, 1-out, 7-6 lugs. The pitch. Breaking in for a called strike. 2-1 on Rodriguez. About 8 former Lugnuts making their major league debuts this year. Criswell making his debut with the Rockies. Hitter's pitch here on 2-1. Fouled back off the netting. Rodriguez took a rip. Frank Mazzucato started the game for Quad Cities, 2 2/3. A.J. Block, 2 1/3. Chaz Martinez, 2 innings. Marone is an inning. Sears an inning. Isbell in his second inning. With a 2-2 pitch. A ground ball weakly struck to third. Picked up by Werner. Feeds second one. Turned to first by Kulasingham. Double play. 5-4-3. Side retired. And again, the Lugnuts have to be content with one run. Will it be enough? Let's go to the bottom half of the 11th inning, and the Lugnuts leading 7-6 over Quad Cities.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence St. John Health Centers to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Once this year, Micah Dallas tossed 3 innings. Now he's back in Stockton on June the 9th. He allowed 2 hits, 3 runs on that occasion. It's Dallas back to the mound as we go to the bottom of the 11th inning. Micah Dallas pitched a perfect 9th. In the 10th inning, he allowed an RBI single from Jack Caglione. That knocked in the zombie runner, so the run unearned. Now here for the bottom of the 11th, once again the lead at his back. Lugs scored a run in the top half of the 10th. Quad Cities tied up the game. Here's Dallas with a second chance to get 3 outs. Strand that bonus runner. Give the Lugnuts their first win of this series. Dallas, last year's longest outing was 4 innings, May the 5th, 2023. He was a starting pitcher in college. Righty, righty. Dallas to Dustin Dickerson. Joe's butt pops it foul. Off to the right, untouched. Strike one. Quad Cities loves to sacrifice. 22 this year. Dickerson has three of those. It's Dickerson. It's Hernandez. It's Kula Singham. 6-7-8 here on the Quad Cities order. Third baseman man creeping in. Here's the pitch. A bunt is laid down up the first baseline. Picked up by Rodriguez. Those into third base. And man, applying the tag too late. Oh, the bonus runner Rockerford went in standing. Man tried to keep that tag on him just in case he skidded off the bag, but he didn't. CJ Rodriguez got aggressive with the throw instead of getting the out at first because he was on the ball so quickly. But it all works out for the River Bandits. Dickerson up to first, Rockerford over to third as the potential tying run. And the pitching coach, Don Schulze, is going to talk everything through. Quad Cities is 90 feet away from tying the score, and they are 270 feet away from winning the game. Omar Hernandez is coming up. Hernandez this year, three sacrifices. Just in case you were wondering, would they try to squeeze that runner Rockerford in? Simply sacrifice fielder's choice for Dickerson to put his way on. Dustin Dickerson, the runner over at first base, is a threat to steal. Eight steals, five times caught. He's walking his way to second base right now. And yeah, the Lugnuts are going to intentionally walk Omar Hernandez, which is why he's walking up to second. They're putting Hernandez on for a force at every single base. And so the pressure is on Micah Dallas. And now, the game-winning run is in scoring position. That's where you could call this curious. That's where you could wonder about the strategy of the situation. Because the runner from third could score. Let's say you just pitched things out with first and third. You could allow that runner from third to score as long as you said, this runner from first, we're going to make sure that he doesn't score to win the game. Well, now with the bases loaded, that runner from first is in scoring position, and a single would likely win the game for Quad Cities. Down 7-6. Sam Kula Singham, switch hitter. The pitch. Call the strike on the outside corner. So, very interesting here that the Lugnuts went for the force at every base. They're going for the win. Simple as that. First, second, and third. Pitch. Kula Singham hits a high fly. Shallow right field. Second baseman Schofield Sam out. In comes center fielder Lasco to make the catch. Just behind the infield dirt, and then he fires it into Simpson. The runners have to stay put. How far did Ryan Lasco travel? Oh, Lasco dashing all the way in between Nankill from right and Schofield Sam at second. Out number one. Kula Singham retired. Here's Davey Snedal, the number nine hitter. 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. Double play here. Lugnuts win. Shortstop Yamauchi backs up. Corner infielder's pinch. Chopper hit to second. Grabbed by Schofield Sam. Yamauchi one. Fired to first. In time! This ball game is over! Lugnuts beat Quad Cities, halting the losing streak in extra innings. In 11, Lugnuts 7. River Bandits 6. 4-6-3 on the double play. The gamble pays off. The intentional walk to Hernandez to load the bases with nobody out. And Micah Dallas induces a flyout and a double play ball. And the Lugnuts win their first here in Davenport. The emotion from everybody out there in the black uniform. Dallas punching the air. That is an excited group of Lugnuts exiting the playing surface on the first base side. And they had so many folks here cheering them on, supporting the starting pitcher, Grant Judkins. Well, Judkins' squad gets the W. Now we head into the weekend. Mitch Myers on Saturday against Hunter Owen. They are still standing behind the first base side dugout, and they're cheering on these Lugnuts. They saw Grant Judkins emerge. And I wonder if they're going to wait all night to make sure that they see Grant on the field and outside the ballpark. But what a win here tonight for the Lugnuts. The Lugnuts scored 4 runs in the top of the 3rd inning. That was as many runs as they had scored in the first 3 games combined. They took a 4-2 lead at the time. And then they watched Quad City score 3 unanswered, 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 5th, to seize a 5-4 lead into the late going. But in the top of the 8th inning, Will Simpson homered, and this game was tied. That forced extras because of the dynamic pitching by Jake Garland, Micah Dallas, fantastic defense. I mean, we're talking eye-catching defensive plays. Defensive plays that even the home crowd here in Quad Cities appreciated by Schofield Sam at second and Lasco in center and Yamauchi at shortstop. In the 10th inning, the Lugnuts took the lead on a single by Butler and a throwing error by Caglione, but Jack Caglione redeemed himself with an RBI single in the bottom half. So we went to the 11th. And at the top of the 11th inning, Nate Nankill brought in Will Simpson with a sacrifice fly. And in the bottom of the 11th inning, after a bunt dropped down by Dustin Dickerson, C.J. Rodriguez tried to get the lead runner and was unable to. Carson Rockeford safely into third base. Craig Conklin, Don Schulze, making the decision to intentionally walk Omar Hernandez, the light-hitting catcher, to put a river bandit at every single bag. Sam Coolisingham then flied out to shallow right center. No runner could move. Davis Nadal hit into the game-ending 4-6-3 double play to put this one in the win column for the Lugnuts. The Lugnuts improved to 23-29, 55-62 for the year, while the River Bandits fall to 28-24, 58-59 for the season. Micah Dallas gets the win in front of 4,830 folks here. 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts in the win. 4-10 with runners in scoring position and 6 runners left on the bases. 6 runners left on base. Let me just put it like that. For Quad Cities, meanwhile, 6 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. And for the River Bandits, runners in scoring position, 5-13 with 8 stranded. My, oh my. Rich Myers tomorrow, Cade Morris on Sunday. You win both of those games, you split this series. So let's take it one game at a time. That's going to be fun. Then the Lugnuts come home. Final homestand of the season starting up on Tuesday. Lugnuts and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. 6 games, Tuesday through Sunday. All gets underway August the 27th. This coming Tuesday, and then we'll wrap things up on the very first day of September. Go to MILB.com/Lansing. By the way, on the out-of-town Midwest League scoreboard, Peoria has scored 4 runs in the bottom of the 7th. Chiefs lead the Tin Cap 6-4. So if the Chiefs can hang on, they will be tied atop the West Division. Peoria and Quad Cities, the Lugnuts are playing spoiler. That does it for me tonight. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I thank you so much for tuning in and keeping me company. Lugnuts win it in 11-7-6. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. On the banks of the mighty Mississippi, have a terrific rest of your Friday night and go Nuts!